news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and Celine.
The news junkie for a Monday, November 20th, 2017. A lot to get to today, from things you can't say on the radio to move over Mugabe, hello, crocodile, and is the world ready for robot doctors? Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lay.
Good morning.
Everybody have a good weekend?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Man, it's a nice, relaxing weekend, minus all the chaos downtown. Good God. Whenever they do Classic Weekend, it brings an influx of about 8 billion people downtown.
And they know how to party.
They know how to party, but nobody seems to care about any rules of the road.
No.
Somebody smashed into the back of my car at one point in time.
You got in a car accident?
I got rear-ended. It was like Saturday,
Wait,
Friday
was it
night
Classic
or Saturday,
Weekend or Pride Weekend?
A Classic Weekend. Rear-ended in a car, in a vehicle.
I have a sounder for that joke.
No, you don't. No. And I'm driving, and all of a sudden, it's like bumper to bumper, and then poof, my bumper goes forward.
Oh, no.
And I get out, and I turn around, and there's this group of these four girls that are about as drunk as it gets.
Oh, driving drunk.
Driving drunk, and not paying attention, just plowing to the back of the car. Luckily, the Genesis G80 is a tank. Not a dent, not a scratch, nothing to be seen.
Did you say anything?
I just looked back and said, and they're already back in the car. The doors are all shut. You know, they were ready to get the hell out of there, and I don't know what they were. People who should not have been driving everywhere.
I saw a vehicle last night drive by Casey's, where I'm perched at the perfect spot to watch cars go by.
And you've played that gig so many times that you're just kind of, you're looking around for things to kind of catch your eye.
Yeah, and I've usually boobs, but
sometimes other stuff.
Classic Weekend is always the cars. Mm-hmm. And now that they shut down Orange Avenue most nights downtown, most of the peak nights, they're not running up and down Orange anymore, or just up or down or whatever, because it's one
or around, whatever.
They're not running down Orange anymore, so you catch them on Central every once in a while. And I saw one last night with a ridiculous size rim,
like 30 inches or something,
and the entire back seat was a flat screen television. This is nobody. And
it doesn't make any sense.
It was on, and there was rap videos playing, but there's possible way.
And it's like a 2001 Accord. It makes no sense.
There's no possible way anybody could have sat back there. I mean, it was all for the TV.
I like the idea that person makes sacrifices in their life. They're like, I can't do that because I've got a big screen TV in the back seat.
And I would always love, you know, they're going down the road, and then the red light hits. And then they just, everybody's out of the car, hooptying it up.
Oh, yeah.
Cranking up the bass. And I wonder, do they drive that car around every day?
I think so.
Where does everybody live?
I have no idea, but I'm looking at this, and there's a guy who's driving downtown, and he stops in the middle of Orange. And for those of you who don't live in Orlando, if for whatever reason, you're listening from this other city or whatever, in downtown Orlando, Orange is one of the main strips where the cars go. And dead in the middle of it, he stops in his SUV, opens all the doors, jumps on the roof, and he begins to, like, film a music video.
Cool.
Right.
And there's some other guy with a camera on. He's, like, doing his Flo Rida moves or whatever.
And the production cost for that? Probably $0.
Yeah, very, very cheap. And then cars all, I'm like, what is happening down here? Get me inside my house. That's what gets me very quickly from zero to get off my lawn. I'm like, what is happening? Who are all these people? Go take your cars and put them in a garage somewhere. And why? Why would you put 30-inch wheels, which must cost like 10 grand? I don't know the going rate for this stuff, but they must cost like 10 grand on a car that's worth like 8. I see that all the time.
It's fascinating.
And they are cool to look at. I'll drive by and go, okay, I guess. I mean, if that's what you want to spend your money on.
So, some of them have themes that are like spray painted on or something like that. I swear one time I saw one that was themed like a Kirby's Dreamland car. Like what?
Ooh,
the most random out there reference that you could pick up.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in Orlando and beyond over the weekend. We're going to get into some of that. But I want to tell you, we are less than 4 weeks away from the 4th annual Just Okay holiday party. Here's the thing. We want to see you there.
Yes,
we want you to get your tickets right now.
Do it.
And to do that, all the information is at realradio.fm/JUSTOK.
Honestly, if you think about it, the price of a ticket is, if you're downtown, maybe 4 drinks.
Yeah.
So do the math. And then you'll drink that much at the Just Okay holiday party after just waiting a little bit, and you'll have fun with us.
One of the things that I was thinking, too, if you show up after a certain time, you're going to the Just Okay holiday party at Hard Rock Live on Friday, December 15th, you show up at a certain time, that City Walk parking area is free, I think,
yes.
Right?
Isn't it after 6?
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah. Like after 6 p.m. So if you show up, you know, right before the event, park your car. If you got a designated driver or whatever, it's free to park in there.
That or, you know, take a sweet Uber or Lyft. If you never use it, go ahead and use my code for Uber, SabrinaA5. You get a free ride. I get a free ride. And then we both don't get DUIs on that Friday.
That's the best part of things. Imagine how much money that saves you. But yeah, the event coming up very, very soon. Headlined by Grandson. We're going to talk about one of the big performers today. I was looking over all the social media posts from this particular person. Amazing. It's going to be a huge night of these viral fun moments. Great live music from Grandson. And of course, Savvy's Little Helpers. And so much more to be announced over the next 4 weeks. But if you want to get in at all, you have to get your tickets. And they're affordable as hell. So go get them now. Realradio.fm/justokay. There you'll see how you can skirt around some of the different charges if you want to, or if you just want to grab them on Ticketmaster. That's easy too. Million people is the exaggeration I'm going to use, but probably a handful.
Right.
Emailed me over the weekend to say, look what Stephen Colbert did. He stole your guys' bit. He took the News Junkie bit and just ripped it off.
On top of it, claimed that he invented it.
It did say on the YouTube post, at least, I invented, or Stephen Colbert invents this new segment. Here it is.
There are just so many great tech opportunities right now, and I want in. Which leads us to our new segment, Go Fund Yourself.
Wait, what? Excuse me?
Now, a lot of people work in open concept offices.
But he goes on to do the same damn thing from Go Fund Yourself. And some people will say, well, you guys stole that from Sound Bar.
No. Here,
here's the boil down. We did that segment before anybody I saw use GoFund Yourself.
Wouldn't have used it.
No, I mean, that's the way it is. I come up with something and go, has that been done before? And kind of revisit it. On the other hand, this could be a moment where you're pounding your chest. They stole this from it. That's an easy one, right? I mean, it's kind of parallel thinking. Everybody just ends up with it and.
In a sense, but come
on. Go fund me, go fund yourself.
Right.
Writes itself, I think.
The other phrase that we can't say is the fun one to say, and now we have a thing there. I remember when we did go fund yourself, the favorite part being screaming it at the end.
Yes.
And when we were in the other studio, the temporary studio while they rebuilt this one.
Oh, that hellhole back there.
The news people could hear us screaming it. And I walked out of my booth and they had like deer in the headlights looks that they thought we just went rogue Wild West on the air and just screamed curse words.
As if we were in there saying, let's just quit. All three of us at the same time say, go F yourself. Stephen Colbert, his invention, the segment Go Fund Yourself, I'm sure everybody just ends up on that on their own. But, you know, that's less fun to say than, he stole it from us! How dare he! I want to cease and desist immediately. And everybody talking late last night, though some people thought this happened a long time ago, Charles Manson dead at 83 years old. He died Sunday in a Bakersfield, California hospital. But there were stories about him on death's door, and some people thought maybe he was already dead. And, of course, everybody knows the story about Charles Manson. And he lasted a long time. Like I said, he runs fast and hot.
Yeah.
So I'm amazed that he was able to get through that many years and get up to 83 years old. He was serving 9 life sentences, had been denied parole 12 times, had killed himself, precisely 0 people.
Oh.
But, of course, had his people try to start the Helter Skelter movement.
Fatality.
Now he's dead at 83 years old.
Now, it was interesting, and I have to, like, double check because I overheard it while watching the news this morning. Remember when I was telling you last week about a podcast that I had heard about Oliver Sipple?
Yeah.
Who was the person who stopped the assassination attempt of Gerald Ford, and the woman who was the attempted assassinator had said, I don't want to talk about me doing it. I want to talk about this Oliver Sipple guy.
Yeah, she has kind of an obsession with the guy.
Well, it turns out that this woman, I believe, was a Manson follower.
Oh, really?
And that is why she attempted to kill Gerald Ford.
Yeah, there was a lot of that stuff going on at the time. And then there's all this stuff with Charles Manson about his music. Have you ever heard any of Charles Manson's music?
I have not.
Huh.
God. Wait, I feel like you've played it for before.
I don't know if I have. Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's bad. Like, he was able to somehow, you get the charisma from the stories, because he was able to ingratiate himself with the Beach Boys crew, and he ended up doing songs, one with Guns N' Roses, I recall.
Really?
Yeah, he did, but he was absolutely terrible, as far as I heard. I don't know if there's anything of that out there anymore. And he was
not in the system here.
No, we don't play that at iHeartMedia necessarily. An aspiring musician who first learned to play guitar in prison, he began gathering followers in San Francisco during the Summer of Love in 1967. As I said, he worked with the top rock and roll band in America at the time, the Beach Boys. Nothing ever took off for him, but the murdering thing really caught on.
How do you quantify saying that he worked with the Beach Boys? He was in prison the whole time.
No. I think before that.
Oh.
Yeah, before that. I think somehow he ended up with their crew and ended up hanging out at their mansion and stuff.
So when he learned to play guitar in prison, this was an earlier prison stay that he got out of?
Yeah, he had spent some time in and out of prison before the final sentence there that kept him in for a very long time. But I think Charles Manson was probably the guy that just wouldn't go away. It's like when you have a house party and there's one guest that just hangs around and lingers. And then when that person's Charles Manson, telling him to go home could lead to a real awkward dynamic and conversation you don't want to have. So now nobody has to ask him because, you know, he's dead.
He did.
Yeah, I got that done with. We'll get into your dispatches. Lots more to get into when we come back. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Skirting the statute of limitations under a thinly veiled Mexican pseudonym. This is the News Junkie.
It's a Thanksgiving weekend, or week rather, already. How are we already at this point in 2017?
I don't know. This is really the fastest year I've ever had in my life.
I think it might be. I think this might be the fastest year I can remember, just with everything going by so quickly. And every time you look over, you're like, I'm looking at the screen in the studio, and I always go, it's November 20th? Holy cow. And before you know it, the Just Okay holiday party, and then we wrap up the year. And
That's right.
So all of a sudden, now we're saying 2017, and it just really has gone by fast. Is everybody ready for Thanksgiving?
I think so.
You're going down south, right?
I will. After the big Thanksgiving Eve party at Church Street.
Yeah.
Then Thursday morning, going down south. My mother has been inspired to throw a Black Friday party.
Yeah.
And I've quickly reminded her, do you remember last time that happened? The Amber family was blacked out and 80 people I didn't know were at our house. But she said, it's okay. Let's have the people over your high school
likes
friends.
It. Yeah, she likes to have fun like that. Celine, you're doing your own thing, making some food.
Yep. I've been preparing, getting everything together in the kitchen, all of the supplies.
Uh-huh.
I moved the turkey over the weekend into the refrigerator so that it would thaw out.
Oh, there, you're way ahead of
time. So that I may butcher it. I got the shears coming today. Probably butcher it tomorrow, put it in a brine.
Wow.
I've been waiting all year, preparing all year. Because as you guys know, last year, my Thanksgiving speech forced at the table.
Oh, I was going to remind you about this.
Failure.
This year.
It was a failure of epic proportion.
I was going to bring this up and remind you this year that because you're doing Thanksgiving with a girlfriend and her parents again, if they do that thing that mm-hmm. they do, the what are you thankful for?
Yeah, you go around the table and everybody one by one has to say, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for your daughter's beautiful breasts.
And eventually, all the good stuff is taken, okay. Right?
He doesn't have to say the breasts necessarily, but... last year, none of her got any.
No, last year I said, I'm thankful that we only have to do this once a year.
Oh, even worse.
It still makes me cringe hearing it a year later.
And then I forgot what I said after that, but I wrapped it up pretty quickly. And then I looked next to me at my girlfriend and I go, I did not say. Actually, she was next and she goes, well, I'm thankful for Sean. And and so I've had all year to prepare for this.
So
and if I'm honest with you, I have not prepared at all.
Have you? But I mean, What are you going to say? What are you thankful for?
God. I might just have like a diarrhea bout right around that time. Okay. So if I just run full speed to the bathroom, then I'll wait till everybody does the thankful fours. And then afterwards, oh, God, sorry, I missed out on that.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll just come
Google
back.
It.
I will just say very simply, I'll start out with all the stuff I didn't say last year. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to bring it all in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, like, and I'm so thankful to get to spend a day like this.
Oh, my God.
With all of you people.
If you get tears at that table.
I'm going to cry.
I was going to say, I just Googled it. Mm-hmm. You could say, I'm thankful I get to spend time with a second family of mine.
Oh, that's nice. Second family of mine. I'm going to write that down.
You should start with the fact that
start
you're...
Start with a joke, too, maybe?
Yeah, the joke.
Oh, no. What if that crashes?
No, but you should start by saying, I'm thankful to get an opportunity to rectify the misdoings I did last year during this very speech.
I wouldn't even bring it up. I don't even know if it's worth mentioning, because that might bring some anger to them again.
Can I say something? I don't even know if I should say this. Just tell me if you think this is weird. All right, so like the whole, it's a family thing, family right. Thanksgiving. And somebody who's headed over to the family Thanksgiving says, I probably shouldn't tell this story, but says, hey, is it okay my coworker and his son were going to come along?
Okay.
Isn't that a little weird?
No. Not at all.
You're going to a family Thanksgiving and you're like, I'm going to bring a coworker with me?
Because that coworker probably doesn't have a family to do Thanksgiving with. That is what you do. You welcome people. I've done it in the past.
You're taking it just like basically a stranger?
Yeah, I wasn't a coworker. It was a dorm mate, I guess. It was another dorm room across from mine. And was going to spend Thanksgiving by himself in the dorm room, says that, no, Stephen, you come with me.
And what if this person that's dragged along, that's not a member of the family in any way, is a terrible racist or something?
I probably would have known that beforehand.
If it gets around to their point at the dinner table and they just, in their thank yous, they say something terrible.
I doubt it.
I'm not going to say the thing that I was going to say that they're going to say, because I understand what's happening here. Thankful there's no black people at the table would be a real downer.
Wow.
If that was happening.
I feel like you know if someone's that racist beforehand, especially before inviting them to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And that's why you would, I mean, although, did you question why Stephen had nowhere to go?
Yeah, family issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, not because he was racist.
Racist and
he,
family issues.
Actually, but he didn't say anything racist. Yeah. He actually made fantastic mashed potatoes.
I was also thinking, if that's acceptable, I want to do sort of a Thanksgiving dinner for schmucks kind of thing at one point in time. And just, I'll take like a couple of the wildlings from downtown, the homeless people who are just another level of crazy, and bring them along.
Okay.
And just take some weirdos and bring them along with me and just make it more exciting.
You weren't inspired by that news to invite either of us?
Well, you're going down to Miami. C-Lane is doing his thing at his house. It's just, I mean,
I didn't say that we'd accept the invitation.
You just wanted the invitation.
I think it'd be nice.
Well, I was wondering if you, Sabrina, and you, C-Lane, wanted to come spend Thanksgiving with me and Muffin Lady.
I'll see you there.
Yep, I'll be there too.
Yeah, we're having it.
And then I, after wondering it,
I already know what I'm going to be thinking.
Realize that I can't do that. That's not a doable thing. There's only so many seats.
I'm going to be thankful that I get to see Sean in another side of him, the more romantic family side of Sean.
Aww. Wait, do you really think there's a romantic family side?
Absolutely not. 100%
no. It's not.
I don't want to go toss the pigskin outside.
No.
Watch the football game.
No, we have a good time over there every year. It is enjoyable. Let's get into the dispatches. Here is Steezy kicking things off.
Yo, guys. Hope everybody had a beautiful weekend. Shouts to everybody I saw at the little beer fest this past weekend as well. Good times were had. Got to say, I'm proud of you guys for making that switch over to whatever podcast hosting service it is or whatever you guys did.
Was it work?
Just one minor discrepancy, though. Boy. It kind of sounds like Dookie Kaka.
I see.
Not going to lie. Audio sounds a little kind of like Dookie Kaka. Also, speaking of things that sound Dookie like straight Kaka. Do, people, the prophecy that I made at the start of this year about your dispatches sucking all year is totally true.
That's true.
And we got to get these dispatches sounding a little less like Do. Calm down with the Do dispatches. You guys have like a month left
Dispatch. To
do something better than your Do dispatches. I don't want any more Do dispatches. No more Do dispatches. All right.
Peace.
So one do thing at a time. dispatches definitely are a thing. That's the whole 95%. Or 95% of the dispatches are god-awful, and the 5% are mwah, magnifique gems of fantasticness. You didn't like my mwah?
I loved it.
See, the media looks around. What the hell is he doing?
Magnifique.
Now over to the Poocast. Because in all of their wisdom, iHeartMedia says, hey, we changed to a different podcast format 6 months ago. Let's change again. Let's do that once again. And I go, oh, is this really the best? No, it'll be seamless, they said. And I don't know. I mean, can we send an email saying make it not sound like a dispatch? I mean,
Doo-doo caca, please.
The fact of the matter is I've already complained about this. And they're going to have to change it at some point in time, or I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do about this stuff. It's like the most important thing in the world for an audio product is that it actually sounds good.
Yeah, surprisingly, it will make such a difference in a crappy podcast. If it sounds good, I get distracted by the good quality, and yeah. I don't think it's a crappy podcast.
Absolutely. I'll lose myself, and it's just crystal clear. Listen to this. But not the Dispatch or the Dubcast or whatever we got going on.
I think you said doo-doo cocky.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. Caca. Can we, let's send another email. I'll
it's
push
a
another email.
Kind of move.
Drives me crazy. I'm sorry about that. Here's Travis.
Happy Monday, junkies. I don't know how your guys' weekend went, but last night went down to Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. Saw a cover band called Brit Floyd. Pretty clear who they were covering. I'll tell you what. If you're into bands who take other bands' songs that are really long and then make them even longer, that's a show for you. But for me, the highlight was the 50-year-old man who showed up with the 20-year-old girlfriend.
Nice.
If that ain't true love, I don't know what is. Just hope he ain't running for Senate anytime soon.
A 50-year-old man could be with a 20-year-old woman.
Completely legal.
Yeah, everybody's into it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I did. I think I've told the story before about the one really weird encounter I had. It was on Halloween, and it was a guy who I'm going to guess was in his 40s or 50s. And he had a woman with him who he was kissing, so clearly it was, you know, his date. And she looked like she was like 15.
Okay.
But she could have been 18, 19, 20. There's a lot of girls who just look a lot younger. She looked like she was like 15, and I thought to myself, I said, does she only get to come out on Halloween where he can hide her behind like a little bit of a costume, and people don't know that he keeps this woman in his basement, and that...
I mean, that's a hell of a stretch slash conspiracy theory, but not impossible.
So naturally, I said absolutely nothing about it and continued on with my life. She remains in his basement to this day.
There's likely. That hero we love.
There it is. Yeah. Here's Travis again.
Good morning, news junkies.
It's a different one.
So, Sean, as a person who has a few friends obsessed with the enormous wheels, not rims, wheels.
Wheels instead of
rims? On people's cars. Yeah, they can run anywhere from, you know, $1,000 for a single wheel on the low end up to several thousand, $4,000 or $5,000. And, yeah, that's what the cost runs for those things are.
So
and
much.
With that, well, we'll go pop up.
Plus, please. I bet when you pop a tire on one of those things, like the cars that roll around with 32-inch wheels,
mm-hmm.
I bet those tires are not cheap.
No.
I bet that's pretty expensive to put another one on there.
You're not going
to
find a decent, cheap retread for those.
No, they don't make those, I don't think. Here's Piffy MC.
News Junkie. Hey, crew.
Hey.
What's going on? I got a problem, Sean. I want your opinion on it.
Oh, boy.
I want a little bit of advice. I have a 7-year-old son, and he's been playing with a couple of other kids in the neighborhood who are a little older, like 9 and 11. And they always seem to be breaking his stuff, tearing up his toys, just all around kind of picking on him, but he still likes to hang out with them. And then yesterday, I guess they dug a hole in my yard on the side of my house. I didn't see it until this morning. And I was livid, super hot. And I know who it was, and I wanted to be up to him and you know, pull a Sabrina and be like, hey there, little pussy. But then I'm starting to worry about, you know, confrontation from the other parents. And I don't want my son to not have friends, but I don't feel like these kids are his friends.
Right.
So how should I handle this? Should I just tell him to stop hanging out with these kids, or should I try and, you know, be friends with him and just let them know you're not doing the right thing when you tear up, you know, big patch of grass and dig a hole in the side of my yard? What should I do, Sean? Give me some help.
Let me give you my portion of the advice, Piffy MC, in the form of a story. So when Dylan was about the same age as your son, you said your son is seven. Dylan used to hang out with all the people in the neighborhood. He lives like in this little gated neighborhood with his mom.
Then he started doing crack.
It was before he started doing crack. And he, I would always get him, you know, whatever he wanted like scooters and all that stuff. And he had one of those Razor scooters. He wanted the thing so bad. Eventually did good on some stuff. And I went and got him the brand new Razor scooter that he wanted.
Nice.
And like 3 days later, he says the Razor scooter is stolen. And I go, what would you do? Just leaving it outside? And so I'm mad at him that I just bought this thing and now it's stolen. And I go over to pick him up and I said, where's the Razor scooter? We're going to find it right now. And he said, I didn't want to get into this, but Mikey stole it. And I go, Mikey stole it. He's like, my friend Mikey took it. He won't give it back to me. And I knew that he hung out with the next door neighbor a lot. And I see the next door neighbor kid out in the front yard. And I believe my first line was, look, you little asshole, or something like that. Like, I'm walking across the grass, fast paced, mad about this thing missing. And I go, don't take Dylan's stuff. Give it back to him. I don't care where it is or where you got to get your parents to go get it and buy another one or whatever. Give him his scooter back. And Dylan said, that's not Mikey.
Sean.
Freaking entirely.
God damn it.
So, just maybe my advice isn't the best.
I will say that I did the same thing. My parents refused to get me and my siblings and I an actual pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it upon myself, along with my friends that were staying at my house that day, to dig a massive hole and put the hose in it.
You made your own pool.
And made my own pool.
Okay.
I turned out just fine. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily think that the kids he's hanging out with are bad influences. Turns out kids just like to dig holes.
Yeah, and better them doing that kind of stuff than robbing a place or getting involved with guns or something.
Now, it would be fun if you take that hole and just cover it up a little bit, set up a camera, and then get a, you know, video of them falling into the hole. It's kind of a lesson and a viral video.
You shove them down into it?
Like they're walking across it like a bear trap kind of style. And then you're like, see, this is what happens when you do bad things.
Also, the age gap between 7 and 9 doesn't matter that much. It's when your kid's like 11 and they're hanging out with like a 13 or 14 year old.
True.
That's when it starts to get like a little bit more. They're probably looking at boobs online and he shouldn't be.
Mm.
It's when it gets right to the point where you go, maybe this age gap is a problem here.
I probably was at 11 though. 11?
Looking at boobs already?
Yeah,
at 11?
Yeah.
Makes sense for you. Well, Piffy MC, I don't know if that solved any problems
you're
for
welcome.
You. You're welcome. Yes. Here is Dokalax.
Hey, Big Daddy Sean. Oh, God, I just grossed myself out.
Me too.
Hey, Millionaire Murder, is there still only 10 episodes? I know you're a busy guy, but can you please hurry up? Thank you, sir.
Working on that. We've got a bit of a break coming up here, and I'm going to take some time and start putting some stuff together.
Put the pedal to the metal.
I am going to put the pedal to the metal, start formulating some more episodes for that, and you'll get them soon. But it's kind of exhausting, and there's a million things going on. In the meantime, what you can do, and it's going to be a much better experience, but very, very closely related, is go to realradio.fm/justokay and get your tickets for the Just Okay holiday party, because it'll make you forget about no new episodes of Millionaire Murder, and you'll have fun, live performances. It's going to be a blast. We'd like to see you there. When we come back, robot doctors are taking over. Should we really allow this to happen? We'll get into the ins and outs of what the future looks like next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
Your tickets to the 4th annual Just Okay holiday party, and we're going to announce one of the performers that will be on stage at about noon today. We'll tell you about her. Sabrina will give you a whole background. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And let's be honest about something really quickly. In the past, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how to throw a huge show. this is at Hard Rock Live. We're throwing a huge show. For God's sake, grandson, who is like tops on everything on Spotify and on demand and all the different channels with their songs, including Best Friends and a bunch of other songs, bills that are doing really well right now. And they're headlining it, but every piece of this is going to be high energy, amazing, very fun stuff to check out. So the performers we needed to get to that caliber are from all over the country, and we're bringing them in here for one night, and you may never be able to see them again.
If you do see them again, it'll be on TV and film.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, there are a few of them that I'm like, thank God we locked them in when we did.
Yeah.
Because as soon as 2018 hits, like, they will be impossible to get in touch with.
Well, one of them, like, the day you lock them in, all of a sudden all this press starts happening. There's a lot of stuff. We're going to announce one of these acts that is very fantastic. It's going to be a big, big show to see. Just her performance alone. We'll talk about that at noon today. And I was thinking of doing something tomorrow. You know, tomorrow we should do a giant relaunch because it's a short week for us. It's Thanksgiving week. And tomorrow we should do a share the show Tuesday kind of thing, like a ticket Tuesday, and get the word out there. And if we get to a particular goal, I think we should reward the whole audience with a Thanksgiving surprise.
Ooh.
So if we get to a certain spot tomorrow, C-Lane's going right now, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
It's something for absolutely everybody if we get big participation in a spinoff of Share the Show Tuesday tomorrow called Ticket Tuesday, since it's such an abbreviated week. So stay tuned for more details on exactly what that involves. I saw a bunch of stories about this. Now, it's been out there for a couple of weeks, but over the weekend in particular, there were a lot of stories about this new documentary, The Problem with Apu. And it's Apu from The Simpsons. And this Hari Kondabolu is the guy who put together this documentary. And he talks about how the character Apu from The Simpsons made it tougher to grow up as an Indian kid in America.
They're bringing this up now after how many seasons?
Yeah, I mean, we're God knows how many seasons in.
Well, he already grew up. He's grown up as an Indian kid in America throughout the run of The Simpsons, and now he's ready to talk.
Well, now he's a comedian who's doing very well and got a documentary, but somehow Apu held him down. And there's all of these things. I saw a headline, I think from Variety, that said Apu is terribly racist. It's an embarrassment to The Simpsons, and they need to get rid of the character. Big changes need to be made. The Simpsons is racist. All these different things. Let's be clear about something, because all this has been for years and years eking into the world of comedy. Comedy is largely about stereotypes. Stereotypes have truths in them many times. But the fact of the matter is Apu sort of a stereotype? Absolutely, Apu on The Simpsons is a stereotype. No doubt about it. But guess what? So is Homer Simpson. Homer Simpson is a stereotype of a bumbling dad who can't keep it together, and his family falls apart all the time.
A stereotype, though.
I mean, it's a stereotype of sort of some Midwestern, know-nothing, dummy guy.
A stereotype doesn't necessarily have to be about a race. It can be about a type of person.
I'll give you another one. Is anybody complaining about who's the Scottish guy they have on there? The Scottish character who's
one wearing a kilt.
He's always wearing a kilt. He's always trying to like stab somebody, and he's drunk.
If Simpsons are guilty of anything, it is using every and all stereotypes in their show. I mean, stereotypes we probably didn't even know about are used on there. But the same thing with Family Guy. Same thing with any, I would say, a lot of comedy shows, and the successful ones will, you know, push people, will push some buttons. But Apu has been a character since the beginning of that series.
And it's not like you have this rosy world where they don't do it to anybody else, but everybody dumps on Apu. It's everybody takes a shot. That's the world of comedy, and that's what they're doing there. And it really seems ridiculous to say that this somehow held him back.
Now, I will say I think that perhaps there are points that we don't see until we watch the documentary. So I don't want to bash the guy because maybe it was tough. Maybe there is something that we're missing. Just hearing the title of it, we're just like, how can you be pissed? It's comedy. It's how it works. Get some thick skin. But Maybe there is something to it.
What's weird to me is it said this thing is only like 49 minutes long, so it's real short. I don't know where it's going to be released, but they've been talking about it for a while, and The Simpsons is just ignoring it because they want it to go away, and I don't blame them necessarily for doing that. But the whole show is full of people who are caricatures. That's what it is. And when you start to get so serious about things and let an animated character have an impact on your life, it doesn't look like it has to me. You made it at least to this level, and a lot of people are giving attention to the product you put together. I haven't seen it, but that part of it seems silly. There is a new robot doctor who could be taking care of you before you know it.
All right.
And I think you know how I feel about robots in general. But this is Zhao Yi, and this robot that they made. Have you guys ever seen Big Hero 6?
No. I mean, I know what movie you're talking about, but
it's got like a big robot with these weird little arms and like a flat robot digital face. The robot that they use, this Zhao Yi, looks exactly to me like a thin Big Six or Big Hero 6 or whatever the hell it's called. And the robot doctor took the test, the actual medical licensing test in China, and passed. Got 465 out of 600 points. And the robot is now qualified to be a doctor in China.
It's a robot. Why? How is it getting questions wrong?
I don't know. That's an interesting part. I don't know. Maybe there was something that's limited from... Maybe they're working on it. Let's see. During the exam, the RoboDoc was forced to show a reasoning process when deciding how to treat symptoms instead of just regurgitating information back.
Okay.
Wu Ji, deputy boss of the electronic engineering department, said it scored 96 points above the acceptance line. So now you could be going into places, and then you open the door, and they're like, all right, the doctor will be in just a moment. And then, bleep, bloop, bloop, a robot comes in and wants you to open your mouth so it can put the tongue depressor in
there. No, not necessarily, but there has to be some sort of human intervention at that point. But, I mean, robots are being used in the OR, the operating room.
As a tool. I'm okay with robots as a tool. I'm not okay with autonomous robots that are going to be doing things. It's awesome that you could have a doctor in Albuquerque working on a patient in Miami and utilize tools and technology to do that. But when you let them go on their own and start doing things, that's when things get tough. And ask yourself that question. If you went to a place, they go, look, we are half the price of the other walk-in clinics. And I know you're not feeling great today. And I know you want to save some money while you get a little bit healthier. Get your prescriptions, whatever it is you need. So the only thing is we have robot doctors at our place. Would you go?
Yeah.
You'd still go in there?
Yeah,
What if it was other kind of doctors?
Oh, if it was a gyno?
It was a gynecologist robot doctor.
I mean, with the questions that I ask when my feet are in the stirrups, I don't think a robot can handle. It'll actually implode.
And robots must have cameras in them, too. There's a lot of concerns. Would you go to a robot doctor, Celine?
I mean, maybe.
No, I wouldn't do it. Never. I'm sure they're going to get very talented and skillful. It's too easy just to go through all these other different things. I like technology helping us out in the medical field. I like there's an app that you can get where you just pop it up. Doctor pops on, you say, hey, you know, this is what I'm dealing with here, my symptoms, and then give you a prescription right there. You don't have to go in anywhere. I like stuff like that. I don't like these renegade robots that are trying to take over absolutely everything, and it's getting very frightening. I think you're all seeing that by now. We have Amy Caulfield coming in today?
I believe so.
All right, good. We'll talk to her when we come back. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. The Game of Magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
Well, it is Monday, and it is noon, so let's welcome Amy Caulfield from Fox 35.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You have a short week you have to work right through.
I do. I'm so excited.
That's nice.
Yes, I'm off Thursday, Friday. So, I mean, not a lot, but hey, that's perfect. That's, you know, it's all you want.
What do you usually do with the Caulfield family for Thanksgiving?
So, we do this every other year. So, this year we're headed to the beach with all of our family. We kind of congregate. We got relatives from Texas and Chicago and Ohio, and everybody kind of congregates in one place, and we rent a house and just do the turkey thing. And it's here's the process. You basically, you eat, you clean up, you eat, you clean up, you eat, you clean up. But that's like for, we do that for three straight days.
Oh, God.
Yep, and then you, any type of other snack or breakfast.
Right,
and
you got to have snacks in between.
You have turkey sandwiches or turkey casserole.
Lots of crackers and cheese, and yeah, you know how it goes.
The whole nine.
You guys go out of the state of Florida?
No, we're just going up to the Panhandle.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be fun.
Well, yeah, you know, all of us are doing something completely different. We don't spend Thanksgiving with each other.
What are y'all doing?
Sabrina's going down. You're going down to Miami.
Yes, I am.
Yes, nice.
And she's her mom does not just the Thanksgiving thing, but her new thing is what? What's she call that? The
Black Friday party. I call it the Blackout Friday party. I'm hoping this year, since everybody's an adult, that maybe we can have a nice time, but no promises.
It was a little bit aggressive the last year they did it, she
said. Really?
Well, there was just...
People got hurt?
No one got hurt. Everyone just got hammered. Oh. And that includes my mother, who, I mean, it didn't matter if the person was from my high school or a high school that I've never heard of before. As long as they have vodka, they come in.
And then you do, like, drunk online shopping together? Like, everybody's buying fridges and, like, you know, new TVs and, like, what?
We haven't in the past,
I think you should add that element.
I think I will bring it up. We'll put it on the projector and have everybody vote.
Use your mom's credit card.
Perfect.
Perfect.
We'd make it a little more Black Friday-y, that's for sure. But
C-Late is going to, because he likes to cook, he's putting together a meal and doing his own Thanksgiving dinner with everybody, all his friends.
Yeah, I do like a Misfits kind of, anybody who's... stuck working, so they're not going out of town to visit family or whatever. I'll do that. And now I have family joining me for that as well, so it'll be a good time.
Nice. Do you guys, at your house, Amy, has there been that thing? We always used to do this, and we didn't have much in the way of family traditions, but it was wake up and put that stupid parade on.
Oh, yeah, the Macy's Day Parade. Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And my dad, for some reason, and I always wondered why, wanted to watch the CBS one. And I think the way it goes is I think NBC has the rights to the Thanksgiving parade. And CBS does like a bootleg parade where NBC can't tell them that they can't shoot around corners and stuff. And so my dad would always make us watch that one.
Why?
I don't know. He was a very weird man.
Have you ever covered a parade before? Have you ever like anchored a...
No.
Something like that where there's a lot of marking
downtime
time
in between. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and vamping. Yeah.
And they just read all the descriptions for every single balloon that comes by.
I don't think that would be fun.
Yeah.
God forbid there be some sort of stop, you know, some
Right.
Some
there's
problem.
A long pause.
Oh,
well, that happened this morning. We were anchoring the Georgia Dome implosion live this morning,
and
it was supposed to happen at 7:30. And so we're sitting there and we're waiting.
I mean, you can only
ad lib so much about an old dome. Like, it was built 25 years ago.
Yeah, you start
and
with.
It was used for the Olympics.
You start with, like, the biographical stuff, right? And then you go. And in any minute, folks, any minute, this is going to be important. Everybody's watching.
I was watching live.
Were you watching?
Fun.
It was painful.
Especially with them two listening. I'm just
Sabrina.
Like, Brittany, you got to hear this.
So did you hear me mention that the dome was that they built it for $14 million?
I missed that part.
So I mentioned that the dome was, and I'm like, my gosh, it's so cheap. I'm like, that's like half the price of Kim Kardashian's house. How did they build a whole dome for $14 million? And I'm going on and on and on about it, right? Because this is the information. The producers give us notes to go by when we're doing this stuff live.
Uh-huh.
So after we go to commercial break, the producer's like, oh, sorry about that. It was $214 million.
Oh,
I was like,
do you say, listen, lowly producer.
No.
Go pick out your favorite magazine, and I'm going to beat you with it right now, because nobody makes Amy Caulfield look like a fool on Fox 35.
Listen,
stop
moron,
it.
You just wrote your last note. Get the F out of here.
No, we're all human. I just look like a total dumb butt for... You know, a minute and a half.
I'm so glad we don't have anybody anywhere that puts up little factoids for us.
Yeah, you got to do your own research around here.
If
don't
I
you?
Were worth a damn, I would probably give him some notes, but I'm not. So, you know, he's got to do it himself.
He knows the first thing that he slips up on, I'm just going to go in there and go, what the hell are you doing? It'll be a hell of a lot worse than that. Oh, what else is going on in the news?
We got a lot of stuff that we're covering and following up on today. So I don't know if you guys heard about this. There was a rape on UF campus late last week, and they were looking for a teenager. Well, come to find out that they ended up arresting a 14-year-old boy.
Jesus.
This woman, she's a U.S. student. She was at her off-campus apartment complex. She was in the gym working out. This kid knocks on the door, and she goes over to the door, and she lets him in. I'm assuming she looks at him, and she thinks he's just a kid, you know,
she's
harmless.
She's wondering what's happening.
And she was in there all by herself. He goes in there. He drags her into the bathroom and forces her to do some things.
Is he a massive 14-year-old?
I mean, I don't know. We don't have a mugshot or name or anything because he's a juvenile. But so they ended up arresting him. Thank goodness they caught this kid.
I thought they only do that when the juvenile is the victim. Why are we protecting?
Nope.
No. Why are we protecting
now,
him,
if
though?
if they're charged as adults, which sometimes happens, then they will give you their mugshot. But at this point, no. See, they're at juvie right now.
Did he just live around there or something?
I guess
or?
They said that the kid has a reputation for causing problems in the area, that they believe he's been in several residential burglaries in the area. They also arrested his 13-year-old brother.
You should arrest his parents.
Isn't that awful?
You got these teenagers who are just terrorizing this
neighborhood.
And now this woman's just sitting there alone. God.
Isn't that awful? Yeah, no. Bless her heart. So anyway, hopefully she's going to be okay, but just a horrible story up there. So we'll follow up on that today. We had a skateboarder who was killed on 192 in Osceola County. This happened over the weekend. They say he's a 24-year-old guy from St. Pete. I guess he was trying to cross over the street. They don't know if he was on the board or if he had the board under his arm. And anyway, a Ford SUV struck him. And the SUV ended up flipping over. The skateboarder did not make it. So,
fatality.
Yeah, sorry. That's following up on that today, too. Also, a body found over by the port. That happened over the weekend.
Oh, do they have any more details
on
that?
No. In fact, what they're saying is that they can't even determine if it's a man or a woman because it was in such bad shape.
So that's rough.
Been there for that long. So,
that's not good.
And it's like so bizarre because, you know, you've always heard about that smell.
Yeah.
That you know what it is.
Yeah.
You'll never forget it. But you have situations like this where clearly people were smelling that and nobody said anything.
I've never smelled that smell, thank God.
I don't know if I've smelled it or not. Like I was driving back from Georgia this past weekend, I smelled something rank and I'm like, maybe that's death.
If anybody who's listening has a dead body and you want to bring it by so we can
scratch
and sniff.
Yeah, for a research project so we know what this smells like in the future.
No, it's gross.
What was the body they found just out in the middle of nowhere by the airport or? I mean, I know it's by the airport.
A wooded area near Avenue C and Andros Place.
And they can't tell. Do they think they'll ever be able to? I mean, because that's very weird. You would think that they could test the
only
bones.
The only way. I mean, I guess, I don't know how you determine that.
I'm
sure a really good medical examiner. I wouldn't want to be a medical examiner, would you?
Oh, that's some weird stuff to look at.
You got
to
put that that goop under your nose. That overpowers the dead smell.
They have nose goop?
They have nose goop. It's like it's almost like a Vicks VapoRub or something that you put under your nose so that you don't just vomit into the dead body from the smell.
Sea Lane. That's disgusting.
Happy Monday, everybody.
It's 12:10 and you just said vomit into a dead body.
That's really
one of the worst things you could possibly say right there. You're welcome, folks.
Thanks for that visual. We had a lot of bird strikes lately. Did you guys see the Oklahoma City Thunder plane that hit the bird last week?
I don't know if I did or not.
It's crazy. The whole nose of the plane completely indented. They managed to land safely. Thank goodness. We've had a lot of these lately. We had one the other day down in South Florida where the whole bird went into the plane and you could see like the feathers and the feet sticking out. We had another one that happened over the weekend. It was a Spirit Airlines flight. It was on its way down to Puerto Rico. They had to turn around because they hit a bird.
Aren't there supposed to be devices
at
the airports?
Do you know what they do at Stanford? At Stanford International, they actually have people who go out and they like scare the birds off. They shoot into the air to try to scare them off because it's really dangerous.
I always thought there was stuff like they got the device that makes a... If there's fireworks, and I thought there was like a noise that we can't hear, but the birds hear.
Dog whistle.
On my building, they had a really bad vulture problem. Mm-hmm. And they used this stuff that smells like
dead bodies.
Grapes or something, like grape-scented stuff. and they just shoot it up every dead body smell. Just get rid of the vultures with a dead body smell. And they just shoot this stuff off a couple of times a day, and now the birds just completely went away. So I imagine they use some stuff like that, too. But when you look at the damage that's done,
oh, it's crazy.
It's pretty nuts what it can do.
You
got to
pull up the Oklahoma City Thunder picture of plane if you get a chance, because it is nuts. This is, I had no idea. So I didn't know, one, first of all, that country music legend Mel Tillis lived in Central Florida.
Yeah, Ocala.
Yes, he owned a ranch up there. He raised cattle. He also did some painting while he was up there. Did you also know that he's been best buddies with Terry Bradshaw since they did Cannonball Run together back in the 80s?
Really?
All the stuff I didn't know about. Wow. Mel Tillis, anyway. So he passed away yesterday. He was 85 years old. But thank you, Sabrina.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But anyway, people just really admired him. He wrote a lot of great music for Kenny Rogers, Ricky Skaggs. He had a lot of hits on his own. But just all this interesting stuff I didn't know about Matt Tillis. The fact that he was a Central Florida resident.
Well, the weird thing was, I saw breaking news, country music legend Mel Tillis dead at 80 whatever. And I go, oh, wow, Mel Tillis. You know, I've heard of that name. I don't know too many of his songs, but I definitely know the name. And I know that he was a legend in the country music world. But then I saw another headline that said, found dead at his home in Ocala. And I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Like, oh, he's from here?
Yeah. I wasn't aware that he was from Central Florida.
Who knew? And then just we're keeping an eye on this today. It's one of those sad stories. David Cassidy, who revealed not too long ago that he had dementia. Mm-hmm. You guys remember he fell off the stage? Remember that? When he fell off the stage about a year ago? It was awful.
David Cassidy... Partridge Family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Partridge Family and, I think I love you.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm really afraid of.
Was he ever a heartthrob for you?
Yeah. Well, not for me. He's a little before my time.
Too old. who is the Amy K. heartthrob?
Thanks. Yeah. Do you want to really know?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, the poster I had over my bed when I was a teenager was John Bon Jovi.
living on a
John Bon Jovi. I loved him.
In trivia.
He had on these really tight leather pants, and my mom was like, it's really not appropriate. Probably hide that poster in your closet, please.
That's like for my mom, and my mom was in her 40s at the time, mind you. But when the George Michael album came out, I was wondering, I was like, why does my mom want to keep watching the video for Faith? Got like the jean pants on.
Oh,
he's like shaking.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you so into this guy? I was like, oh, very bizarre. All right.
Anyway, we're keeping an eye on that. David Cassidy is in a South Florida hospital, not doing well at all. He has multiple organ failure. They're waiting for a liver transplant, but I don't think it's going to happen. So,
well, have a great and happy Thanksgiving.
Guys.
Make sure you're watching every single morning on Fox 35. Amy K and the whole crew over there, and the website, fox35orlando.com. Amy Kaufman.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
If you're not confused, you are not paying attention. This is the News Junkie.
That's Grandson, and they will be playing at the 4th Annual Just Okay Holiday Party at Hard Rock Live. You get your tickets at realradio.fm/JUSTOK. J-U-S-T, the letter O, the letter K. realradio.fm/JustOkay. And we're going to talk about somebody who's going to be performing, because there will be a whole bunch of performers who hit the stage, who do these amazing sideshow freak show act performance type things, Cirque type acts. It's a little tough to describe, but what you're going to see is awesome performances. You're going to see people do unbelievable things, and it's all going to happen right there on the stage in front of you on Friday, December 15th. One of those people is going to be Gigi Deluxe. All the way from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The Big Easy, but that is not a description of what she does because it looks extremely hard and dangerous.
Yeah, please don't say that. She is a multifaceted international touring sideshow performer, widely known for a unique and signature act of archery using live human targets. Which sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, we'll need a waiver for that.
Do we have a waiver?
I have no idea, but I will say, though, there is one target that I know of.
Yeah.
The second target.
C-Lane.
No.
C-Lane is the target.
I mean, we do have a decision to make. Perhaps we have to turn into a game, but one of the three of us will have a narrow shot at us at the Just Okay Holiday Party.
Oh, well, why do I have to find out about this on the air?
You are the best at helping the acts during the Just Okay Holiday Party. You did a great job almost falling over with a bunch of knives in your hand last year.
I was retiring from that this year.
Are you done? I think, didn't you help out last year? And you had a bunch of swords or something, and didn't you have like a reindeer nose on?
It was adorable.
Which it made it very stressful for me trying to throw things up at this guy.
Well, she's a professional. You know, this will, everyone will be safe.
Yeah.
Sean, I think Sean should do it.
Word is, Gigi Deluxe has only killed three people in the human era.
She's killed zero people.
Oh, zero?
She's been featured on TV, radio all over the country, MTV, FX Studios. They have like, you know, the WGN, oh, that's your old place,
yeah.
World Sword Swallows Day.
I don't remember doing that on WGN radio.
Open for Vince Neil at the Arcadia Theater again.
They called it something different over there.
Sturgis at the Full Throttle Bar. She says the Human Target Act, favorite of the world famous Ripley's Believe It or Not. So you know if they're hiring her, she's legit.
Absolutely. She has been all over the world, U.S., Canada. Does a lot of things at tattoo conventions because she is super cool looking too. She's like covered in tattoos. Oh, yeah. Got all this stuff going. She looks like a badass.
She is a badass. And I don't think anybody that you should mess with, but super, super, super excited to have her on board. And trust me, this is an act that you're going to want to see live, especially after the videos that we've seen.
Yeah.
Imagining that at Hard Rock.
Plus, imagine something goes wrong and C-Lane gets hit with an arrow.
I'm not getting hit with an arrow.
Right between the eyes at Hard Rock.
No,
Live.
Not and between then, the eyes.
And then
come
you
on.
Say, all right, right in the groin.
No!
See, I don't know if C-Lane should be the guy. I'm thinking it's going to be you, Sean.
Why would it be me? C-Lane has done this in the back.
You're the host of the show. You could be the center of attention.
C-Lane can get up there. She could put like a fruit or something right between his legs. And then she's just going to hit the fruit.
Zing.
Not me. She's just going to hit the fruit with the arrow. Oh, are you going to be that weak that you're going to not
are
go
you
on the
gonna
stage
be weak?
And take a shot between
you
the legs
it.
From a bow and arrow? Are you? I'm not doing it.
I say you both do it.
We already signed the contract that said Gigi Deluxe was going to shoot the arrow at you.
I didn't sign anything.
Oh, we just forged it.
Yeah. We always just sign your name on everything. Christopher Lane. Sign away.
Check her stuff out online. I mean, she has Instagram and Facebook page, and, you know, she's going to be joining us, driving all the way with, it was funny at first. I'm like, let's just get you on a plane somewhere. She's like, no, actually, they don't allow, you know, giant archery gear.
I thought about that. I was like, well, we got her coming here. She's not flying. Why are we not flying her in like we are a bunch of other people? Oh, that's right. She's got swords and she's got flaming arrows.
Yeah, it's something that a conversation with TSA she'd rather not have, but she'll be doing the drive and partying with us and hopefully not killing Sean.
She's going to be shooting right between C-Lane's legs, right in the crotchal region. And I think one arrow is not enough. Like three. What if C-Lane gets on the stage and follow me here? And you're
not turning me into a three-hole punch page.
You sit with or you stand with your legs spread, and then she does the shape of genitals with the arrows in front of you. Like, so first one would be a testicle, second one testicle, and then down with the arrows, boom.
She's listening right now.
Oh, is she?
I mean, this is not something.
She's a professional.
She's a professional. Yeah. That's probably the last symbol that she wants to make.
I really, really would like it if C-Lane was the target, though. Something about that.
Oh, we're gonna have
exciting.
To place. We're gonna have to do some bets. Some wages. I'm not completely.
I'm willing to do that.
Wagers.
I'm willing if everybody goes in equally on this stuff to
take it to a vote.
Yeah. Well, no, not to a vote. Everybody's gonna want me to get shot in the nuts with an arrow or be the human target. You know.
Vote.
No.
Vote.
No.
Vote.
Nobody's voting. There's no voting.
There's voting.
How are we going to vote?
We're going to vote, you know, right there.
Text Sean yes to 770.
All right, let's just get a vibe on this. Just wherever you're posting, if you're on the texting service, fine there. If you're on one of the Facebook pages or on Twitter, and let's say just for this one performance, because this will be a whole night full of craziness, but just for this one performance, Gigi Deluxe, and this is one tiny thing in her performance, where she's going to shoot an arrow at a human target. Should it be Sabrina, C-Lane, or me? Should it be Sabrina, Celine, or Sean? Who should actually be the target there? Or one of you? Bring somebody else up. And they're not going to want that,
Tomoka,
right?
Tomoka beer guy!
I don't know who's going to end up losing this one, but it's going to be fun. And she is awesome. You can find her on social media. Look for Gigi Deluxe. You'll see exactly what you're in for. And she's headed over from New Orleans, Louisiana, over here to Orlando for our fourth annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Better make sure you're there. Get your tickets right this moment. Realradio.fm/JustOkay. It's the news, Junkie, on Real Radio.
Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From Radio. Radio.
Documenting and contributing to the decline in American culture. This is the News Journal.
Episode with Sabrina in just a moment. I was working on something during the break there, and I just so happened to walk through C-Lane's booth where the texting service is up.
Yeah.
And we were talking before. We had just announced one of the performers for the Just Okay Holiday Party this year, and it's going to be Gigi Deluxe from New Orleans, Louisiana. Absolutely awesome. Really intense, killer performance. All over the world, she's been doing this stuff. And then we said, well, who's going to get up there? And there's some ideas of other things happening behind the scenes, but this just a spontaneous thing. Maybe one of us gets up there when there's some sort of live human target scenario. And the voting was almost unanimous.
Sean, yes.
C-Lane is who they want to see.
Sean, because he's a dick. Sean.
Congratulations.
I just watched the screen refresh with Sean about 30 times over sitting there. Just up, and then somebody goes, right side Scott, because if they miss, right?
I mean, it would continue a Just Okay Holiday Party tradition.
Of almost killing right side Scott.
Killing right side Scott, so.
Yeah, it was really one-sided. I don't know. We'll see where this all goes. Go to realradio.fm/justokay. Get your tickets now while you can. It's going to be an awesome time. We want to see you out there. Don't forget, we're going to probably show, I think at some point this week, the magnets that the first 800 or so people coming in will be getting will arrive. So we'll make sure we show you those on social media. Tomorrow's a big day. We'll bring it back. Share the show Tuesday for Ticket Tuesday, where you all get together like a giant swath of humanity to pay us back and help us out for all we've done for you and spread the word and get those ticket sales up for a day. And if that happens, guess what? You all get a great Thanksgiving surprise from us right here at the News Junkie. Thank you so much so far. This is going to be a huge event for us, and we're just excited to see how it's growing and going so far. And excited to tell you more about the event as it goes. Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma. He's the quarterback of the team. And a Heisman Trophy front runner, as of course we are fully aware. And he's also apologizing because during the game when he played the Kansas team, they said that there was a moment where he grabbed his groin and yelled as he pulled up on his crotch, F you, to the Jayhawks sideline. Did it in the heat of the moment, apologized for it afterwards, and that makes for an awkward press conference. Here it is.
You know, I'd like to address questions that, you know, I'd be getting asked. I got caught up in a competitive game, chippy game, but what I did today, tonight, was unacceptable. I am a competitive player, but that's what I did is unacceptable, and so I apologize. It's disrespectful. It's not the example I want to set. It's not the legacy I want to leave at OU. It's not. So I truly do apologize. It's think about the kids that are watching. It's not something I want to do.
He said I got caught up in a competitive game, a chippy game. What the hell does that mean? I've never heard somebody say chippy before.
I'm not sure. Like, I've heard of it.
But chippy is
a chippy game.
Chippy is a really old term for somebody who's dressed like a whore.
A chippy?
Yeah, like you'd say, oh, that girl looks like a real chippy out there.
Hmm.
In my head, all I picture is chipper. I picture chip like, hey, you're happy, you're chipper, you're ready to go.
Clap your hands.
Chippy, I haven't heard, but he said he got caught up in the action and then decided to grab his groin.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not, yeah, you know, anything that you want your kids to watch or to have a role model, so I really do apologize from the bottom of my heart. Yeah.
He apologizes from the bottom of his heart. He said,
from his crotch or heart?
No, from the heart this time. He said, it's disrespectful, not the example I want to set. It's not the legacy I want to set. Blah, blah, blah. I truly apologize. Thinking about the kids watching this now, I want to do the right thing for the parents out there. He said, here's why he was mad. This is why he grabbed his groin to the opposing team. It was a chippy game. It was chippy from the second their guys decided they didn't want to shake our hands at the coin toss. That's pretty chippy. The chippiness started there. He's a competitive guy to let his emotions get the best of him. We can't have that. He can't do that. Yeah, when you're up for the Heisman Trophy, you got to kind of keep things in check there. Don't make too many mistakes because they're going to think about that and not worry so much about how chippy the game was. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV and you can't possibly keep up with all of it, even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
There's a vagina steamer. If you walked in...
Just go,
if you walked in...
Nothing.
Weather's nice.
It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Steaming them up.
Hello.
That was a throwback, right?
Yeah.
Steaming them up.
I didn't even know that happened. It might have been when I was out on vacation.
I don't know when that was. Yeah.
9 years ago, 2008, my girl and her man, you know what I'm talking about?
Beyonce and Jay-Z. Yeah.
They were top Forbes annual list of Hollywood's 20 top earning couples, earning $162 million between
June 2007
and June 2008. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith were at number two, like a poo-poo.
These are the couples that are on the top of the most paid list.
Yes, this was 9 years ago. This is my throwback today. Okay. Yeah, and they have earned a whole bunch of more money since then. Well, which I was going to say,
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett probably wouldn't be on the top now. I wouldn't guess.
Oh, I think they were though.
Really?
I think they were in this last list that they gave out. At least one of them was.
Because the last movie I saw her in, God, I think that was her.
She was in Girls Trip.
Was she?
Yeah.
Was she in this other one, Jada Pinkett? Because I watched this movie about this kid getting kidnapped, and it was just god-awful.
Kidnapped kid.
You know what? I don't think that was the name, but I think it was really, really close to that bad.
Well, almost 9 years ago, or 9 years ago exactly, everyone was rich enough to do bad movies and still be able to put food on the table or something, right? Speaking of bad movies, Justice League stumbled on its opening weekend. Many are blaming the casting of Ben Affleck as Batman, though I personally think it has to do with casting Louis C.K. as The Flash.
Oh, I get it.
Look, Mom! No hands!
Serena Williams got married in New Orleans. Guests such as Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, Vanessa Williams were all in attendance, so it was a big-ass wedding.
Huh?
It's a big-ass.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Butts, it was too easy.
Butts.
The Big Easy. Something like that.
Oh, what genie?
Now, the American Music Awards last night, that went down, and there's really not much worth talking about except for...
Pink, 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 pink!
Pink, 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 pink. That's right. She took her wire work to an insane level by performing on the side of an actual building. I don't know how she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it made me sick to my stomach.
It was crazy looking.
I mean, she hit every single note perfectly while being suspended upside down hundreds of feet in the air. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but when I did the On the Job years ago with anti-gravity, I had tried what she did last night. The wall crawling, which is extremely hard, and I lose my breath immediately, yet she absolutely killed it. Her and her dancers, stunt people, whatever you call them, suspended halfway up the JW Marriott, dancing on the side of the building as if it was the floor.
Was it live?
It was.
Because I remember, was it last year's Super Bowl that Lady Gaga started out on the roof?
Yeah, and that she didn't actually jump down, but they made it look like it.
Well, they had pre-recorded the part because they had a drone thing going on behind her, too. And that part they pre-recorded, and then they had her, you know, quote-unquote, rappel down.
I remember, I like how people get mad about that. They're like, oh, she didn't even do that live.
It wasn't even real.
She's scaling a building or jumping off a dome. It's pretty crazy. Just to quickly correct, the movie I was talking about was Kidnapped. It was Halle Berry. I get those two screwed up all the time.
Wow.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
And you think
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry's a bad actress?
No, that's a bad movie, though. Okay. Very bad movie.
Meanwhile, Christina Aguilera did an amazing tribute to Whitney Houston for the 25th anniversary of The Bodyguard, a great movie. Diana Ross sang some of her hits and danced with her grandchildren before receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award from her kids. Now, as the performances go, maybe not so moving ones. Selena Gomez being criticized for allegedly lip-syncing. Typical Selena. And as for the awards themselves, Bruno Mars picked up 7, including Artist of the Year and Favorite Pop Rock Artist. And Lady Gaga for Female Pop Rock Artist and Imagine Dragons won the group award. So congratulations to all the people.
What award show was that?
American Music Awards.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know what was going on.
Me either.
I mean, it is incredible. I'm surprised I actually watched it, but it is incredible how much they like blatantly do the product placement of just about everything. And now with American Idol on ABC, the American Idol auditions were throughout that, and that is tied in with ABC, which is America's channel.
Oh,
with
God,
the
it was
American
everywhere.
Music
then.
Awards and T-Mobile, and they had people talking to their remotes.
It's
all
like
night.
It's like it works like this behind the scenes. They go, "Well, this is a big night for us. A lot of people tune into these award shows. So anybody who wants their upcoming TV show or movie promoted on this," and everybody's hand goes up, and they're like, yep, "We'll do them all.
We'll just make it the longest show ever." So congratulations to the AMA folks. But it wasn't just the AMAs this weekend. It was Deathapalooza. How do I? Lot of death.
A lot of people died.
A lot of death. Start off with the first one. AC/DC legend Malcolm Young passed away Saturday at the age of 64. No specific cause of death. But he had been suffering from multiple health issues over the past few years. I think the biggest one was dementia, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, he officially retired from the band in 2014. Initially, his condition was kept under wraps, but ultimately came out that he had dementia, lung cancer, heart issues.
Jesus, man.
I mean, the whole nine. Now, it was in 2014, Rock or Bust, the first album that didn't feature Malcolm, although a lot of the material was inspired by music that he had come up with. Now, he was the guitarist, but he was also the main songwriter and leader of AC/DC.
Wow.
So now I guess they're going to continue on with their lives. I mean, that's like four of them. Brian May was out because of the hearing loss. Malcolm Young is dead.
Yeah, now when they go on tour, it's kind of like not the same thing.
No, it'll just be DC.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe AC. Not completely sure. Deathapalooza continues, my friends, because, of course, Charles Manson. But along with that, maybe some other people we actually care about. Earl Hyman from The Cosby Show. Or she is broke.
Oh, congratulations, Earl.
I mean, he is broke at the age of 91. Passed away, played Grandpa Huxtable, father of Bill Cosby's character. Also provided the voice of Panthro in The Thundercats back in the 80s. He's now reprising his role as Grandpa Croxtable.
Thundercats was great, though.
And Wedgeworth, now starring in One's Company because she died at the age of 83, played Lana Shields, an older divorced woman who would flirt with Jack, the John Ritter character.
All these people died this weekend?
Yes. Wendy Pepper from Project Runway passed away on Friday.
Who's
designer
that?
Who finished third on the first season of the show, also had a brief run on the second season of Project Runway All-Stars. Are you not familiar with the show? I thought you watch it all the time.
I've seen the show. I don't recognize her.
And then, as mentioned earlier, country music legend Mel Tillis, Tillis also died. Now, suspected cause of death is respiratory failure, but he was Country Music Hall of Fame singer-songwriter, actor, comedian, and also known for his stutter.
Mm-hmm.
His autobiography, autobiography entitled Stuttering Boy. Now, he was a country singer, of course, in the 1970s. Songs like I Ain't Never, Coca-Cola Cowboy, and Good Woman Blues all topped the charts.
I love that Good Woman Blues.
And, of course, people are very sad in the country world. Billy Ray Cyrus, kindest man I've ever known. Now my achy, breaky heart is breaking more. Cool. Tim McGraw, one of the coolest guys in country. Blake Shelton, what a truly devastating loss. I love Mel. I will miss him terribly. You know what I'll miss, Blake? That excellent comedy of yours.
Hmm?
Goodness gracious. So he gets named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 2017.
Yeah.
And that's when all the stuff starts to come about.
Yeah, they started memeing him. Did you see where they said Blake Shelton wins Sexiest Man Alive? Did everybody else die?
Yes.
Poor guy.
But you know what happens when you get a little bit of the limelight? All your old tweets start popping up. And
yeah,
it turns out that he was trying to be funny back in the day. And instead it came off, you know, typically. as racist and homophobic. Now, I'll start off with the racist stuff. Wish the dickhead in the next room would either shut up or learn some English so I would at least know what he's planning to bomb, he wrote in 2011. Mm-hmm. Nothing says happy 4th of July like an airport shuttle bus driver that can't speak an effing word of English. To the terminal, Omar. Same year.
He put to the terminal, Omar?
Yes, he did. Same year, 2011, rewriting my fave Shania Twain song, any man that tries touching my behind is going to be a beaten, bleeding, heaven kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the NBC voice coach and lover of Gwen Stefani has apologized, saying that his jokes and that comedy was part of his career. Can my humor at times be inappropriate and immature? Yes. Hateful? Never. That said, deeply apologize to anybody who I may have offended. So with that, I do want to revisit some of that comedy. Grown men who wear Chuck Taylors may as well write on their forehead, cucumbers turn me on.
Mm-hmm.
You wearing Chuck Taylors?
Yeah, I happen to be, yeah.
Someone get a permanent marker!
First of all, Britt Blake Shelton, whatever your name is.
Britt Shelton?
Blake, whatever your name is. Mr. Shelton.
Fake mm-hmm. Shelton.
People who wear Converse are very cool and confident.
And cucumbers turn them on.
No.
Standing in line at a coffee shop in L.A. talking with a man in front of me, he orders a skinny caramel latte. I couldn't tell he was gay! Question for my gay followers. Are Skittles y'all's favorite candy?
What?
Because you like tasting the rainbow, I guess? I have no idea. If you haven't noticed Richard Simmons is gay, you haven't noticed Katy Perry's boobs. Am I right, cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dear Stan Thinking by Blake Shelton, how can I be attracted to lesbians? I'm not gay. And finally, I'm not gay, but I think Ellen is hot. Wait a minute. What? So maybe we'll see that comedy career.
Yeah, delete those old tweets.
In the future. I often, thanks to Time Hop, get to delete mine, mm-hmm. which aren't racist or homophobic, but my God, did I talk about getting D a whole lot, considering where I'm at now in my life. I only have so much more to
you
go.
You said tweet about that a lot?
It was a
how would that go?
Different time
got
in my
some
life.
D today.
Oh, I got so much D, 140 characters. This does not do it.
Let me see. I sent a screenshot to my friend saying the cringeworthy tweet of the day.
How long ago was this?
This was like 6 years ago.
All right. I hate that social media is that old now that we're getting these things.
I just thought this was how I was going to launch my career in comedy. Mm-hmm. Words with friends is more frustrating than trying to get D at a monk convention.
All right.
There you go, Brina. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Speaking of getting D and then getting rid of it, Jeffrey Tambor has quit Transparent, you guys. It is happening. This show right here.
Transparent.
Oh. Transparent.
We already knew.
Now he's reporting that the two-time Emmy winner Jeffrey Tambor has left his starring role in Amazon's Transparent in the wake of multiple accusations of sexual harassment that have been levied against him. He issued a statement about his departure today, once again denying the allegations and claiming that he's leaving because of the politicized atmosphere that now exists on the show's set.
I absolutely was thinking as I was watching this, I said nothing would be more 2017 than if he kind of Kevin Spacey'd it, and he said, now I'm going to live life as a woman, and he came out as transgender in his apology.
That would be interesting, but no, he was not so much transgender off the set. Turns out he was just a straight-up creep.
Well, he was I guess, allegedly going after a transgender personality on the show.
Yeah, it said his former assistant, Van Barnes, well as co-star Trace Lissette, recounting an incident in which Tambor allegedly cornered her, thrust himself against her after joking about wanting to attack her sexually. LOL.
Oh.
JK. So we'll see what happens with the show. I only have time for a couple more. Just so you know, the Victoria's Secret's fashion show in Shanghai is disintegrating faster than a cheap lace thong, my friends. Katy Perry, she was set to perform, banned from China indefinitely after they found out that she wore something with a sunflower a couple years ago.
Really? That's against the rules.
Also banned Gigi Hadid after she had posted, remember a long time ago, with a Buddha biscuit and then kind of made slant eyes?
Yeah.
That's when they banned her. And now Chinese officials are going through every single model's Instagrams, Facebooks, Twitters. If they find something that they deem inappropriate, they've been banned. And that's like Katy Perry walking up to the airport and her getting denied.
No, that's a pain.
Now, they say that Victoria's Secret fashion show staff, they're trying to cover everything up. They can't because the Chinese government is looking over their correspondence in China, all the emails, so they're not responding back. Tonight's show should be
oh, it's one tonight?
For the books.
Good
absolutely.
Luck.
But what we missed this weekend, If you thought SantaCon was the worst of all possible worlds, behold, FairyCon. FieryCon. Second annual event saw Brochachos dressed as Guy Fieri during a bar crawl through Midtown over the weekend. They say, por qué? It's an event that built itself a collection of Guy Fieri enthusiasts who are going on a bar crawl in his honor.
Oh, man.
Costumes. There were guides of how to Fieri yourself on the internet. And then I guess at some point a bunch of them got together. I didn't see anything as far as pictures goes, but know that it was a thing, and I'm glad we weren't in Midtown.
I remember that last year.
On the boob tube, the Monday Night Football baby, Seattle Seahawks and the Falcons, The Voice on NBC, Ride with Norman Reedus on AMC, and you can catch Bryan Cranston on Jimmy Fallon. Happy Monday, Chodes.
Thanks for being alive. Trivia up next. If you'd like to play, 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers head to head when we come back. Get your app fired up and ready to go. It is a short week. You could easily win the prize on the scoreboard just by playing along with us. So get the app fired up and ready to go, or dial 407-916-1041 or toll free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next with the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your Real Radio. 104.1.
The phone system is a fickle beast, but he'll still take your calls. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Live trivia in just a moment. And if you follow along on the Facebook page, which you should be doing, at facebook.com/thenewsjunkie, you'll start seeing some of the performers from the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party popping up on there with some welcome videos to get you interested in the event. Gigi Deluxe, who we talked about earlier, working on one, a bunch of other people who are putting stuff together, and it's going to start building over the next 4 weeks while you go to realradio.fm/justokay, and we do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
That's live trivia for a Monday, November 20th, 2017. Seven questions, two callers, and you. You're playing along right now on the News Junkie app. Answer quickly. Get through to the end and get the most points, because we have a short week and an easy one for you to win. Live trivia brought to you by Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com. Let's get our players going. Sabrina, Gobble Gobble, Steve Areno, Chippy D, Dan O'Mite, Cucumbers Turn Me On, Throw Some D's On It, or Peanut Butter.
How about Chippy D?
All right, let's over here. Chippy D, are you with us?
Chippy D.
There we go, Chippy D.
And Cucumbers Turn... Nope.
No, almost.
About peanut butter.
Down here at the end. Peanut butter, are you there?
Yeah, me and Shelly's right here, man.
All right. Peanut butter and Chippy D, the players in live trivia today. Best of luck to both of you. Here we go. Somebody's getting a great prize. Who will it be? Number one, two students were taken to a hospital to be checked out after a syringe was taken onto a Seminole County school bus by children. They say we're playing this game. Were they playing Doctor, the Five Finger Filet, West Virginia Chicken, or the Corey Monteith game? Go ahead, Chippy D.
Doctor.
Doctor for you. Peanut butter, what about you?
Same thing.
We'll go to number two. Quarterback Jared Goff was mic'd during the Rams game against Houston, which allowed us to learn L.A.'s audibles. Which of the following words did Goff scream during the game? Did he scream out Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Randy Savage, or John Cena? Peanut butter.
John Cena.
Okay, Chibby D.
It was Ric Flair.
We'll go to number three. Boston Dynamics revealed their latest robot in a line of advanced humanoid robots they're developing, and the new one can do perfect backflips. What's the robot called? Is it Parkourbot, Mr. Flippoboto, Atlas Robot, or It's a Freaking Whale, J5000. Chippy D.
Atlas.
Wait, what?
Atlas, I think he said. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Atlas.
About Peanut butter, what do you think?
Same thing.
We'll go to number four. Tom Hardy is producing a new documentary that exposes big game hunters who pay thousands to kill endangered animals in Africa. What's the title of the documentary? Let Us Pray, The Big Game, The Dead Five, or Trophy? Peanut butter.
Second one.
You said the second one? Chippy D, how about you?
The Big Game.
We go to number five. The Navy has apologized after one of its pilots used his plane to draw this image in the skies above Washington last Thursday. What did he draw? A giant penis? A massive middle finger? A large set of breasts? Or the words F Trump? Chippy D.
A giant penis.
Peanut butter.
Also a giant penis.
Number six, MTV's upcoming reality TV series based out of Panama City Beach, Florida, has already run into some legal trouble after being sent a cease and desist over its name. What's the show's title? Drunk Dynasty? Florabama Shore? Real Dim World? Or Alaborda Beach? Peanut butter.
The second one.
Chippy D.
Yeah, the Florida.
All right, and we go to number seven, the final question. Last week, we learned of the cocaine bear who was found dead in the woods after eating 76 pounds or $15 million worth of cocaine. What nickname did they give the bear? Is it Tony Nomtana? Nomtana? Tony Nomtana. Nom, nom. Tony Nomtana, Griselda Black Bear, Pablo Esco Bear, or El Champo? Chippy D.
Second answer.
Okay, peanut butter.
Pablo Escobar.
All right, I'm going to put you both on hold. We'll go over the questions. We'll go over the answers. And we'll find out who is the winner today in live trivia. Only going to be one person who's able to win and get a great prize. Will it be Chippy D or peanut butter? Are you ready, Sabrina?
Yeah.
Here we go. Number one, two students were taken to a hospital. They found one of these and were playing with it on a bus. What game were they playing? Well, they found a syringe, I guess I could tell you. That's not the thing you have to guess. But they were playing this game. Were they playing Doctor, the Five Finger Filet, West Virginia Chicken, or the Corey Monteith game?
Chippy D and Peanut Butter both said Doctor, and that answer was right, Stat.
Very rude, number four. Very rude, Sabrina. Hmm? He's dead. He was on Glee. People liked him.
He did heroin.
Overdosed on heroin. It's not a game, necessarily. Well, maybe
you made fun of him the whole time.
Probably. Number two, quarterback Jared Goff was mic'd during the Rams game against Houston, which allowed us to learn some of his audibles. What did he scream out? Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Randy Savage, or John Cena?
Peanut Butter said John Cena, but I guess he didn't see that answer. Can't see nothing. Chippy D said Ric Flair, and woo! That answer was right. Also, is Ric Flair the woo guy, or is that Randy
Savage?
Yes,
he's the woo guy. Ric Flair, yeah, he's the woo guy. Randy Savage is the snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, wow.
Brother. No, I'm in between a couple of different wrestlers there. Just snap into a Slim Jim. He's that guy. Number three, Boston Dynamics revealed their latest frightening robot that can do perfect backflips. What are they calling this abomination? Is it Parkour Bot, Mr. Flippobato, Atlas Robot, or... It's a freaking whale, J5000.
Both the players said Atlas Robot, and that answer, computing, was correct.
Number four, Tom Hardy's making a new documentary exposing big game hunters who pay thousands to kill endangered animals in Africa. What's the title of the documentary? Let Us Pray, as in P-R-E-Y, The Big Game, The Dead Five, or Trophy?
It was both the players, that's Peanut Butter and Chippy D, that said The Big Game, and that answer was a big lame one. Correct answer, Trophy.
They're doing mildly okay, or are they doing bad at this point?
They're doing just okay.
They're doing just okay?
Tickets available.
That makes sense. Number five, the Navy has apologized after one of its pilots used his plane to draw this image in the skies above Washington. Not Washington, that's... That's my city.
Wow.
Nobody there, but Washington.
Hear that, Washington?
Not there. Washington last Thursday. What did he draw? A giant penis, a massive middle finger, a large set of breasts, or the words F Trump?
Both the players said a giant penis, and that answer was a red.
Final two. Correct. Number six. MTV's upcoming reality TV series is getting them in some trouble. In fact, they got a cease and desist over the name. Is it Drunk Dynasty? Florabama Shore? Real Dim World? Or Alaborda Beach?
Both the players said Florida Bama Shore, and boys, that answer way was right.
Final stop on the question train. We've arrived at number seven. Last week, we learned of the cocaine bear found dead in the woods ate $15 million worth of cocaine. What do they call the bear? Tony Namtana, Griselda Black Bear, Pablo Escobar, or El Champo?
Chippy D said Griselda Black Bear, and that answer was just borderline unbearable. It was Peanut Butter that said Pablo Escobar, and Narcos means you get it right. Do have a tie now.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we all do.
Right. Oh, well, you know what? We don't, because one of them fell out. That's him calling back, C-Lane, line two?
Let's see.
All right, let's try to get him. Peanut Butter, are you there?
Peanut Butter here, man.
All right, Peanut Butter's here, ready to go.
All right.
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second. We got to do a 5-4-3-2-1. I think C-Lane's getting the other player back up and running just to double check. Peanut Butter, hang on tight. Now Chippy D is with us as well, and they're both ready for the tiebreaker. Sabrina.
Peanut Butter, you're going to go first. How many eggs? How many eggs can a common spider lay in one go?
That would be 68 and a half eggs.
That makes sense.
68.5. All right, Chippy D.
67 and a half.
Okay.
67.
Please
don't let it be 68.
No, wait, 69.
Right. 69.
Change it to the final last moment answer. To 69.
Well, it's a good thing you did, because that's 600 eggs they lay in one go, making Chippy D the winner of live trivia.
Right. There you go. Chippy D, the winner of live trivia today. Hang on tight, my friend. We got to get some information from you.
Really intense today, Sean.
Me? Yeah.
There you go, Chippy D.
I'm sorry, C-Lane. I'm trying to get people fired up.
Did you drink a protein shake this morning?
No, I'm just I'm trying to be exciting and excitable.
Sound like the voice guy from Monster Jam.
Yeah, it's infectious. People get excited to hear exciting things. Chippy D!
Well, he'll have a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghost of Christmas
Eve. Ghost of Christmas!
At Amway Center on December 16th. Those tickets are on sale now. If you visit realradio.fm, type in the keyword tickets, you can get your hands on those. I also have a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah at the Dr. Phillips Center on Saturday, January 27th. Those tickets on sale as well. Visit drphillipscenter.org. For more information.
All right, let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app. Like I said, it's a short week, so let's see how everybody's doing.
The week is half over as far as trivia goes, and so far, Ask Holyo has the top spot with 675 points, followed by Muffin Lady, Smelly Primate, Bald Death Dealer, Han Solo Cups, Itty Bitty Titches, Steezy, Key West Whiteback, Nico, and Thomas. The back five for the day look like Sean Boogie, Pool Guy, Nick, My Name is Chip, Please Keep Me Anonymous, and BDM for Life.
All right, thank you for playing along. Tomorrow maybe is your day. Look, this short week, you got a shot at it maybe. Probably not, but you just give it a shot anyways. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Download the app now. Get all ready to go. When we come back, we'll discuss things you can and cannot say on the radio. This may be the last segment we ever do, so
you
probably want to hear this. Stick around, it's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
Send us your dispatches.
Just make it interesting, or Sabrina's going to hit you with a tuba.
It's The News Junkie.
Let's see if we get fired before the end of this segment. We'll get into why in just a moment. We announced earlier, if you missed it, Gigi Deluxe from New Orleans is going to be on the stage, just one of the many acts. The first one, really, that we brought out, except for our returning performers, 20 Penny Circus. She does an incredible set and just really is going to blow you away. There's a lot going on, and she's coming all the way from New Orleans to Orlando on December 5th to show you exactly what she does all over the world on TV and elsewhere. So check her out on social media or check her out live by getting your tickets now, realradio.fm/justokay. And we told you earlier, here's the thing. Tomorrow, it's a short week for us. That's it. Tomorrow is the final live show of the week, and then just like you, or most of you at least, we're off for the Thanksgiving break. And then we'll be back with like 3 weeks to go before this event. So because it's a short week, I want you to step up to the plate here. And we'll do a share the show Tuesday kind of thing tomorrow. But Ticket Tuesday. Ticket Tuesday. And I want you to come out of the woodwork, out of every nook and cranny and corner, and get your tickets for the show. And we'll do a bunch of stuff to show you more about what's going to be happening. Of course, Grandson will be the headlining band, and it's going to be an awesome performance. So many people now going, man, I'm checking out their stuff, and they are awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that side of things. But if you guys hit a goal, we got a goal in mind of tickets for the show tomorrow. And if you guys hit that goal tomorrow, you can spread the link around on social media and that kind of stuff, or just buy your tickets. If you hit that goal, we'll have a Thanksgiving surprise for everyone. Ooh. Everybody out there, not a turkey for everybody. That would be costly.
A piece of a turkey.
Yeah, not even a slice of a turkey, but bite. Something else as a Thanksgiving gift, whatever you want to call it, to all of you.
Thanksgifting.
If we hit our goal tomorrow on Ticket Tuesday for the Just Okay holiday party. There is a video that's making the rounds today, and it involves University of Minnesota Morris. And they have a radio station there. Sometimes you just look down at the last minute to say, hey, what are the call signs? What are the call letters for this radio station at the University of Minnesota Morris? And then you see that it's KUMM. KUMM is their student radio station. They probably have a jingle like that.
That'd be nice.
And students Brandon Albrecht and Taylor Lehman, and even another guy, because I see three guys in the video. They were doing their show, and they call it a mix of politics, music, and some random musings about current events locally and around the world. Deplorable radio. And I think it's on pretty late at night. And here's the moment of the show that got them into some trouble, because they were talking, and in comes the program director for the radio station. And when the program director comes in, she comes with police officers.
Okay.
And the police officers, I don't know why she needed to have them, neither do the students, but the police officers escorted them out of there. And she said, you can't say this, what they said on the radio. I'm going to send you this clip, Sabrina, because I can't find it for some reason, but I'll get this to you in a moment. And there's a moment in there where one of them says the word tranny. That's it.
Uh-oh.
One time says the word tranny.
Careful.
And the PD comes into the room and says, enough's enough, get out of here, brings the cops in, like I said, and starts talking about the FCC. Now, one thing that I've learned throughout my radio career, and I just sent that to your Gmail, Sabrina, is that everybody who tells you that they know about the FCC and the rules of what you can say, what you can't say on the radio, is absolutely full of it. Almost everybody is just making it up as they go along.
Yes.
Because in radio and with the FCC, there is nothing set in stone. I try to go back myself. I've read the reports from the FCC, judgments on people.
I've read the official rules.
Yeah, I've read all that stuff. But even with that, you know as well as I do, they don't say, you can't say this, you can't say that.
They cast a wide net for, they do it on purpose, because if they gave a list, then we would just abide
work our way around that
and find workarounds for every single thing on the list. By the way, for those of you who might be citing the George Carlin 7 dirty words, he wrote those. It was a very good bit, and it's actually kind of in a backwards way become a handbook for a lot of people who are unfamiliar with the guidelines.
Right, but he just made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody thinks, oh, you can't say these ones, the words that George Carlin said. No, that's totally made up. The rules are different at certain times of the day. The rules are basically focus on being descriptive on sexual acts.
Obscene.
And being obscene when it comes to pooping, basically. Those are really the rules if you read everything. But everybody else pretends to know what you can and can't say. Do you have the audio now?
Yes, I do.
Let's play this. This is them talking first, and then you'll hear the program director for KUMM bust in and put a stop to what's happening.
We have a group here called the Queer Devil Worshippers for a Better Future. It's kind of like our version of Antifa here at Morris.
Except they're nicer.
They're not nicer. They're just more timid.
They're nicer.
They're much more timid.
They're nicer and less violent.
Well, the only reason they're not violent is because there's not enough of them. and everybody knows everybody here at Morris. Like, you know, you can definitely, you see one tranny that's trying to punch someone, you know, it's automatically that one guy that you know I'm talking
about. That was
it. I bet you know. Yeah. I'm not going to dox anybody, name them on air. But you do know, if I say the tranny who about looks like he's going to punch someone.
10 seconds until the program director comes.
Here comes the program director with the police. And the cameras are rolling.
Leave.
What happened?
You said a couple words that break FCC violation, and so for today I'm going to have you stop your show.
Oh, what words?
Specifically tranny. That is a hate slur, not allowed on the radio.
Oh, God.
Oh. Did you really have to call the police?
Yes.
Why?
Because this is
well, definitely, if that's we would definitely.
All right, there you go.
Breaking the law.
Yeah, you're breaking the law. You called the police to bring them in here. And now, this is one of those things that blows my mind. We have somebody who's in charge. Somebody who's a grown adult who's in charge of a college radio station who, quite honestly, doesn't know a damn thing about the FCC.
Who made this woman program director?
I have no idea. She's the program director of KUMM.
Is it an honorary title?
No, I think she works on the campus. They don't talk about her in the report that I'm seeing. But somebody put her in charge. And she's supposed to be the program director of the radio station, knows nothing about the FCC. There's no such thing as hate words you can't say as regulated by the FCC. There's no such thing as you can't say tranny. There's no such thing. You can say the N-word. None of these things are blocked by FCC guidelines. You know what they will be blocked by? If you say them enough and you say them in the wrong way, you'll irritate enough people to make your sponsors start to fall out and stop supporting the show.
Right, but by no means, like, if a radio station goes and violates the FCC, are they bringing the SWAT team over to, you know, haul them off to jail?
No.
And I would expect that somebody that was in that level of a position at a radio station would have even the most rudimentary knowledge of the FCC rules.
I had to take a class on it.
You would learn in the 5-second online class when you sign up for a job in radio that's not a thing. There's not hate slurs that are against any FCC violation. And if there was, if I was on the air right now and I gave you right now the greatest, most delicious torrent of F and S bombs and everything you could think of, the police don't come in here. It's not a police matter.
No.
You would have somebody file a complaint or whatever and go through the process.
It's actually a very slow process.
No, but she, like, continued. On top of it, she said, after saying they were breaking the law, said that tranny on the air is comparable to their using an obscenity like...
C-S-er.
Like a C-S-er.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they pulled the entire show off the air, but the executive board backed off the position, saying that the language concerns have been determined not to be a violation of the FCC. Instead, the board cited other reasons for removing the show from its air, including they did not play at least 2 songs per hour.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the perfect time by police escort when you get them for not playing at least 2 songs an hour.
Also, what cop goes, all right, why do you need us to come?
Probably a campus cop.
Yeah. I mean, it would have to be. If they called like 911 in a real, it had to be a campus cop. How did it happen that fast?
That I don't know. But now it does make sense when an authority of some sort has to confront, you know, a student to have the, you know, the campus cop there or somebody else of that ranking just to be there as
She's
a witness.
She's implying that they're
going
to freak out or something.
I mean, I think considering that she says you're breaking the law, maybe her intention was to have them arrested. Now, I think that you will appreciate that the hosts and the co-hosts say that will not resign and will instead go out with a bang and make the board vote to take the deplorable radio show off the air.
Oh, nice.
I think they're done for not playing 2 songs an hour. And they also said this. Does it say on the thing you're reading there, Sabrina, what time? Because they said it was later on in the afternoon, in the evening, I think. So I think it may have actually been after 10 p.m., which means that it's even more so, this person who was supposed to be running this college radio station, KUMM, God, that leaves it open for a lot of jokes. They should have just got a different set of call letters.
Why? It's fun.
It is. And I'm sure they have a lot of student shows that use that as a play on words in the title of the program. But I would have probably changed that. Regardless, the program director was as wrong as wrong could be. It's unbelievable. And I start to look at this and I go, man, there are definitely professors in this country who have no idea what freedom of speech and the First Amendment mean. They have no idea what you can legally do and what you cannot do. We have police officers in this country who don't know the laws that they enforce. They don't know that you can film police officers so long as you're not inhibiting the work that they're doing. And all these people that do these jobs that are of some level of importance just don't seem to know a goddamn thing about them.
Now, the board, I still can't find the time anywhere, but the board is telling, like, different news outlets, different things.
Yeah.
Now I'm reading on College Fix, which I think at least another site was cited for being the original source of the story, said that the board instead received complaints that the two hosts sounded like they were under the influence, which is an FCC violation. Yeah, and that's why they took them off.
You know what? They're fishing. They're fishing. You saw that video, and you heard the program director say exactly the reason why.
If you want to go apples to apples, we'll send you a couple shows of ours and see.
we wouldn't last very long on that one, I don't think. But, yeah, I mean, you saw the video. You heard her come in there. She said specifically it was about the word tranny that they said. This was an FCC violation, and it was just as bad as saying CS or all these other. God, man, you see that stuff, and just how does it get like this? And I get that they may be saying things that you don't like, but it's not a great lesson to college-age kids to tell them things, number one, that are incorrect, but number two, that are so anti-free speech, especially on something like a college radio station. When we come back, a very, very, very weird YouTube video that you absolutely need to hear. Plus, Jury Duty, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Our wall is waiting for all your insights. Not fit for radio broadcast. Facebook.com/Real Radio Orlando.
Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. A safe haven of sorts for all of the 95 percenters. This is the News Junkie.
Jury Duty in just a moment. Plus your dispatches. We'll get some of those in because we haven't done barely any of them today. So we'll catch up in a moment. I hate when they do this. I got so excited because I saw this the other day when I woke up. Pringles had this thing. Did you see the thing that they released?
Mm.
And it's like this Pringles Thanksgiving dinner set. And they had a bunch of different chips in there. Some of them taste like turkey. Some of them taste like mashed potatoes. Some of them taste like stuffing. Some of them taste like cranberry, cream corn, green bean, mac and cheese, pumpkin pie. The whole Thanksgiving dinner set up in one thing.
Wow.
And I said, that's awesome. I would like to try that. And then Pringles goes, well, we're not actually releasing it. You know, we're not actually.
Oh, what a tease.
Yeah, we're not going to put it out there. And it was like in a TV dinner thing.
Does that mean I can't get the stovetop stuffing pants either?
No. No, those are real. Those are real. They actually are selling those. But who knows how many? They probably only make like, you know, a couple hundred or a thousand or something pairs and then sell them all. But with these, they show you and you're like, that's cool. And then you can't even get them. There's no opportunity to actually buy it.
They even actually made them and let some media people taste them. Like reviewers for Food and Wine. One of them said, personally, I really enjoy the stuffing. The tasting group said it tasted like bouillon powder, but I say, you know, how often do you get to taste chips that taste like that?
So they went through the trouble of making the box, making the plastic container, making all the Pringles, and then they won't sell it to anybody. Only these taste testers or reviewers get to have it, which is annoying. Plus, you know what I would have done? Absolutely would have taken one of each of them, stacked them on top of each other, and, you know, all at once. At the same time, you get the whole Thanksgiving experience in your mouth.
Well, now you can't.
Now you can't do it. They're not actually selling it. That's so annoying. don't have those things unless we can get them. It's like the GoFundMe thing all over again. I say, wow, that's pretty cool. It's a go-kart and a cooler at the same time. And it's got a Bluetooth speaker on the side. And then it also holds your credit cards. And then they say, yes, you can get it as soon as 2019. And now I don't care anymore.
Wasn't that the one that Daniel Dennis was really raving about on Twitter?
His was something cooler, the coolest cooler. And there was a whole big backlash about that one. Let's go to the dispatches. Here is Skeezer with a dispatch.
Dear God, Sabrina, it's money. $200.
What is wrong with you?
For love of God.
Can we talk to somebody about this?
No, I'm just going to have iHeart skip over that person's entry.
Oh my God, Skeezer!
That's what they said.
They give her a stupid script because the number you have to text is 200-200. Now say the word two in front of that. Send the text 200-200. Now what happens? Now you got a bunch of dummies confused. So if you don't do that and people get to text the right number by saying send the text to 200, or the smart thing would be to completely reword it so 2 wasn't in front of 200, right. 200 to begin with.
And I don't know, here's some radio secrets for you. It's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
I can't change it.
In the system. She's not doing it.
It's already happening.
So it's not her not knowing how to say the word 2. It's the fact that the number for the contest is 200, 200.
Yeah. Also, what's it to you?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
What's it to you?
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. But that's why. We get those all the time with people who think, oh, you don't know how to say the word two. It's something else.
I'm not doing it next time.
Here's the Sofa King. Make C-Lane do it. And then he'll just really lean in on the ta. Just text money ta.
Two.
200, 200. Just put it out there. Here's the Sofa King.
Sean, did you say that the call letters on that radio station was K-U-M-M?
Yes.
Is that worse than what they broadcast? All right, man.
Did everybody think that we didn't get that it was KUMM was the radio station?
I think a lot of people texted and go, did you guys happen to catch? We got it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're reading it.
It's a student radio station, so I don't know how much they could do. But if it was like an alternative rock one in Vegas, I could see them going, you know, KUMM.
Come on board.
Come on. Come right in your ears. You know, they have something.
Oh, I do.
That's a station. And it's going in your ears because people are listening to it.
Of course.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Is somebody coming in with the police yet? Is anybody over there? Here comes Bradshaw. Yeah, we...
I brought some officers, Daddy.
Groovy.
That didn't escape us. We noticed that. Here's Big Cow. Come on now. All right, thank you. 4chan 2001. Here's Husky.
There was a dead deer back behind the ball fields I used to play at in Little League. And that thing was there for a while, they said. And you could smell the death from the pitcher's mound for sure. Closest thing I can say death smells like is like rotten potatoes.
Really?
Or possibly very rotten chicken.
Rotten potatoes? I don't want to get near a dead body close enough to know. Here's Yes, a Doctor Listens.
Hey, guys, just for perspective, you were wondering if that was a huge 14-year-old that did that rape. My son is 13, and he's 6'2". He's about 150 pounds, and he wears a size 13 shoe. So, you know.
Tell your son not to rape anybody.
It could happen.
Yeah, 6'2" at 13 years old? God, you would feel like an animal in class. At 13 years old... I don't think I got to 6 feet until I was like 18 or 19. And obviously I've probably gone down since then. I think I'm shrinking.
Are you?
Yeah. I have like the posture of a caveman. So I'm losing. Losing
some
height.
The chair was helping.
It is. Oh no, it's helping for sure. I think it's helping. I think it's making it better. Oh, quickly. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session. So put your phone down and pay attention
before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass.
You're now on jury duty. With the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, one of our very proud sponsors. Well, at least I hope they're proud of the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. Moses DeWitt and the DeWitt Law Firm helping people just like you every single day. And I know it's a stressful moment in your life when you're thinking, oh God, you know, now I got to go up against the insurance company. Now I got a personal injury case. Now I've been injured at work. Now I'm going through divorce. These are not good times in your life. So you need to take the right steps and take the precautions to make sure that you're not making it worse on yourself. And the DeWitt Law Firm is going to step up and fight for you. And you're going to talk directly to the people that you hear on the radio, which is a rarity. Trust me. You try that enough out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you are seeing little white stickers on your car, have anybody seen this? Little tiny little white stickers?
Do they have something on it?
They're just small little square stickers. And rumors started spreading at the end of last week that these little stickers or pieces of paint or like little spots of paint on cars meant something about sex trafficking. And there's a lot of people freaking out about this. In a Facebook post beginning with the words rumor control, this time the Louisiana police department that was dealing with this said the white stickers on vehicle windshields are commonly used by companies providing services at automobile dealerships. There is currently no intelligence or evidence to suggest these dots and stickers are being used by sex traffickers. But people were calling like crazy after seeing that, hey, if you get one of these little stickers on your windshield, it usually means that somebody's targeted your car for a sex trafficking hit. And they wanted to get out in front of this.
Weird.
Sometimes there were little dots. Sometimes there were little rectangle stickers. And sometimes people thought that their little sticker that they got from the oil treatment place was what they were talking about. No, that just tells you how many miles you have to go before you come back to get your oil changed. It's not quite the same thing. From Wells Fargo, they are working on a case right now where they're going to have to pay millions of dollars to 450 car owners that are military personnel. And at first I said, hang on, I didn't know this was a thing. If you have a financed car and you're active duty military, they cannot just come and repossess the car.
Really?
They have to actually go to a court and get all kinds of extra paperwork done. And then once they're in the court system, you can even fight to get it back from them. And
Wait. Is active duty, does that count reserves or is that a different?
Yes. No, it does. Yeah, they mentioned in here that it counts active reserves.
I'm almost positive I've had a friend had a car repossessed and he was is still in the military.
Well, they're paying each of the people they did this to $10,000, any loss equity in the vehicle and more, and repairing the credit of all those involved. And I thought at first, why do they do that? You know what? It makes sense. If somebody's off, God forbid, serving in the military and they can't actually make the car payments, you don't want the company repossessing their vehicle while they're off doing that. That's why they ended up signing that into place. But yeah, if you're a member of the armed forces active and somebody repossesses your car without all kinds of court approval, that is not something they're allowed to do. Back in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Send us your dispatches.
Just make it interesting, or Sabrina's gonna hit you with a tuba.
It's the News Junkie.
Sabrina, you've been safe from this so far. But C-Late is losing his mind about this program director.
I gotta stop watching the video. It just every time I watch it, she does something that infuriates me.
This program director that kicked these kids off for doing their radio show at KUMM Radio, the on-campus station. And she,
you're listening to Cum.
She said that they were kicked off for saying the word tranny. And I think they said it twice, and they were talking about Antifa protesters on the campus and whatever. So she comes in, and C-Lane is more mad than anything about her incorrect use of radio lingo.
Yes.
And what'd she say about FCC?
She said, you said a word that it's against FCC violations.
Which makes no sense.
Wait, what?
You would say against FCC rules or some of that.
Regulations. Yeah.
It is a
like
violation.
That.
Yeah, you would say that. And what was the other one she said?
She kept saying, when she's talking about what you can and can't say on the air, she kept saying on radio, not on the radio. She said, you can't say train. You can never say tranny. That's hate speech. That's never allowed on radio.
Yeah.
And just like saying CSR on radio. And I'm just
you're an idiot.
He comes in here, he's stomping around. He's like, I can't watch it.
Her attitude and her overall just ignorance is it's burning my toast.
What gets me afterwards is the school going, no, we didn't fire from that. We want to get rid of him. We're going to fire him for not playing two songs an hour. And they go, no. We're not getting rid of the show for that. We're getting rid of the show for this thing. And they just keep coming up with something new and then manufacturing some new excuse to get rid of these kids. And don't get me wrong, they're terrible, but they're kids. You know, they're college kids. They're trying to figure things out, figure out who they are, not just politically, but just all together. Figure out who they are and what they want to do, and do they want to be in radio? Do they want to do a show? And you got somebody coming in telling them things that are just absolutely batty. A quick project I need everybody's help with, please.
Okay.
Not you guys. You guys, you know, you've done enough. This is everybody else. It all requires is one simple email from you. This is a project that is going to be related to the Just Okay Holiday Party in a strange way. It's not like a stage thing or anything, but it's something that's going to be related to that in a way. And what I need is your most difficult, most awkward, most bizarre, most intense questions directed at any of us. Right? Like anything goes. Like if you were thinking of doing like and ask me, and they say ask me almost anything, like anything goes questions that you want to know from any of the three of us. If you have a question for Sabrina, if you have a question for C-Lane, if you have a question for me, it's for a special product, a project. And I want you to send it to secretshows@thenewsjunkie.com. All right? So easy to do. Think of whatever question you want. It could have to do with the show. It can have to do with secret shows. It can have to do with us personally. Whatever. Send those over to secretshows@thenewsjunkie.com. And we'll let everybody pick their favorite question when they come in. It will hook you up with some sort of prize. We'll give everybody something great so that your question that was well thought out and sparked some interesting conversation worked out well. I've already got a couple. I just did one tweet, and there I think there was one or two that came in. So we want yours right now. secretshows@thenewsjunkie.com for a special project. Any question, something deep, something awkward, something weird, something good, something that you really want to know about in life, send it over to secretshows@thenewsjunkie.com. We, each of us, will pick out our favorite, and you'll get a prize for doing that. And it's related to the Just Okay Holiday Party. Now to this YouTube couple. There is a series of videos of this YouTube couple, and they're trying to get some attention by posting some of these videos online. Hey, here's what we'll do. You're a white girl, and I'm a black guy. We'll do a video, what it's like to date a black guy.
Facebook.
And we'll put it on social media. And so this guy's with his white girlfriend, and she's in front of him. And I don't know, maybe they staged this whole thing. It doesn't seem like it. And it's so cringeworthy.
Is she somebody who already makes YouTube videos? Is she some sort of personality or something?
I don't think
like
so.
That?
I've never seen her before. I've never seen any of her videos or I've seen either one of these. So I don't think so. I think it's like obscurity. These people have been plucked from it. And remember, the boyfriend's black and he's behind her. The girlfriend's white. She's in front. And he keeps hearing her say things and his head is like shooting around like, what the hell? What did she just say? It's so uncomfortable. Here it is.
So you say my name is Amanda.
So obviously I date this trash ass black person right here. And
that's the white girl.
In dating a black person, you have to learn these five easy steps. One, you must learn Ebonics. So if you want to go to the store, in order to tell him you're going to the store, you have to be like, hey yo, let's go. We going to the stove. That is how you communicate.
He's
what
looking,
is happening? Like,
you could tell he did not know what she was going to do for this video, and he's like, what?
I don't think she knew. I bet you that when she said five tips, she hadn't come up with all five yet.
No.
And was just going
to... But even after that, they decided to still edit it all together, put the background music and post it?
I guess so. And that's why it could be that they were trying to do this on purpose. But... he's going, at some points, he's like, hey, somebody's going to find this video. Why don't we actually give them good advice since we are an interracial couple?
With a black person. See? Now he knows that we're going to the store.
I'm about to split you. You can't even say that racist. My mom won't watch this video.
Number two.
It's dating a black person, you fool.
Yeah, you said. You gotta learn Ebonics to date a black person. How are they supposed to know
what? What does it call her 1.0? A full blown retard?
I think so.
She said something racist, and he goes, "You're a full blown retard."
I think that's on the video that I did not pull.
Yeah,
it
just
was like the second one.
The second one where it just gets worse.
Now, is she being racist or is she being culturally inappropriate? Because I feel like racist is being used just for, you know, everything that's not necessarily hating on the race itself, but using words and terms and phrases that you are not supposed to be using as a Caucasian girl.
I think she's being a dumbass. And
okay, so you didn't answer my question.
Well, and I'll say this. As to the racism thing, when she goes, if you want to date a black guy, you got to learn Ebonics. We going to go to the store. And she's like saying the N-word and stuff. So,
but is that hating?
I think it's just cringe what she's doing. And he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't like it.
The video is, what's it like dating a black person?
Okay,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Are my steps.
Okay, Petro, go ahead.
Why are you ruining my video?
I'm sorry, I'm stepping out.
See how I said that? All Ebonic-like? And he stepped out the video. But if you say it to him in a white people voice, he won't understand.
Why do you look so white anyway?
Because you have these things on brightly shit because you're so black and you're insecure about your blackness.
Look white,
so now I look extra white.
I can see him weighing things in his head. He's like, I like being in a relationship and banging her,
or
but I don't know if I can be in the room with her for another 5 minutes.
Right, or he might be thinking, I like not being in jail, so because I really want to smack a bitch. Right,
yeah,
now.
I don't blame him because this does go on,
and he's.
He's making these faces behind her like, what the...
There's a Twitter page that's like showing all the different faces that he makes. That one there. Yeah.
His reaction. We'll put this up on See It Now, the News Junkie app, so you can take a look at the visuals are important.
Number two.
Number two or number three, fool?
I'm on number two.
Okay, go ahead.
Number two.
Still trying to be nice.
Dress code. You have to have a certain dress code when dating a black individual.
She also
laughs at everything.
She thinks that what the thing she's saying is hilarious.
Giggling about all of it.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Step one on dress code. Make sure half your ass is hanging out.
Half your ass.
I have a belt on.
Wait, look. Turn around. Half your ass hanging out.
But I still got a belt on, fool.
Okay. See how that worked?
What's it like dating a black person, Amanda? What is it like? Is it cool? Is it not cool?
It's horrible. I'm tired of eating ramen all the time.
I don't even make ramen.
I'm tired of eating ramen all the time. I can't tell if they're just screwing around or if she's just trying to be funny for the video and he's not on board with what she's doing. Oh, good God. It's up on See It Now on the News Junkie app. And at some point he says, you're a full-blown retard to her, which I feel like there was some sort of altercation after that whole thing. Quickly before the break, Mr. Selfridge star. I've never seen this show. To me, he's Entourage star. Jeremy Piven. You know, he's been accused of, I guess, three women that he sexually assaulted them. He has vehemently denied these accusations. I did not do it. I did not have anything to do with it. These women are making this up. I do not know why. Blah, blah, blah. He took a lie detector test over the accusations and passed it, which, I mean, a lie detector is really nonsense mostly, but he took polygraph tests regarding the three claims and a blanket lie detector test to determine if he had ever assaulted a woman. He passed with, quote, no signs of deception. And then you wonder, like, what now? What do we do here? The documents stated they were going to determine if Mr. Piven had ever grabbed or touched Miss Ariane Bellamar without consent or otherwise on the buttocks and or breast area while on the set of Entourage and or at the Playboy Mansion 5 years ago. This was administered by a member of the American Polygraph Association with Chapman Investigations, and Jeremy Piven passed. And he's going, look, I did not do this. And now you find yourself pinned in an area where you go, what happens next? People on the set of this show that he's working on Mr. Selfridge are scared that they're going to shut down production at any moment.
That would be like three shows.
I mean,
House of Cards has lost the main character. Now Transparent has lost the main character.
Right.
Might be the same.
And this show is only a couple episodes in, I think.
That'll be easy to get rid of.
Yeah. It hasn't had the opportunity, though, I guess, to get its stride going. Back in just a moment, young people are experimenting with something new. I'll tell you what it is next. The News Junkie on Real Radio.
The show that takes you from Skywall Summer to Jack Rocket Fall, whatever that means. This is the News Junkie.
I want to check out your dispatcher in a moment. Yes, vehemently. Yes, vehemently. God almighty, man. You mess up any words I said vehemently in the middle of a rant.
Vehemently.
Yeah. I said it incorrectly in the middle of a rant. And this, oh my God. Just a note to 99% of you, when you hear like a mess up in pronunciation or a dropped word or something, and you know, your initial reaction is like, let me send in a text to correct that. Either everybody already knows. Right? Like, you knew what I meant. You knew that vehemently isn't the correct way. You knew what the correct way to say it was, and you understood that. You understood what I was saying. So maybe just, like, leave it alone and move on with your life.
Yeah,
vehemently.
Right.
Yes, vehemently. Yes, yes.
How many times have we talked about 200, and people still correct it?
It's because everybody feels like an instant genius when they hear somebody else do something. And then if they had to talk for 6 seconds with a microphone on them, they would blah, blah, blah.
No, I will defend him because I feel like an instant genius when I pronounce a word correctly, because often I'm not.
It is exciting. If you get a real good one.
Because I look at Sean, I'm like, did I do it?
For me, there is, and I have to kind of reassure you after you're like, you put your head down and kind of scoop it up a little bit. Like, did I say that right? There's this effort when I'm talking. It's like a whole bunch of words in a bag, and I'm grabbing out whichever ones I can. I'm using
them. You grab the biggest words possible as to confuse everybody else when they're arguing with you.
Whatever I can find, just quickly, I grab it, I throw it out there, and you're going to screw them up every once in a while. So
vehemently.
Yes, you can have this. You're a genius. Vehemently is wrong, and I know that, and I've said the word correctly 8 billion times. So thank you. God almighty. That's why I hate the texting service. It's just like this correction crew of people. Oh, this guy said it wrong. He's dumb now. We're all smarter than him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Don't let it bother you. They're going to correct everything you say now.
Oh, God, they're going to do that anyways. This will change absolutely nothing. But I do want to share this with you guys. And I don't know if C-Lane has been able to take some time to watch this video.
I have, and it's up on See It Now.
It's up on See It Now, the News Junkie app. It was uploaded in 2012.
Oh, a little throwback.
On YouTube. But we're going even further back. I guess it was shot in 1982.
Oh, good year.
But there's all kinds of weird stuff going on with sexual harassment and sexual assault allegations. This time, it's, now let me say this correctly, Demi Moore? Demi Moore. People
Demi
say
Moore.
That. I'm saying Demi Moore. It's Demi Moore when she was 19 years old, and she's at some party, and she's hanging out with some kid who was on General Hospital with her. Philip Tanzini, and the kid is 15. She's 19, he's 15. And I don't know what's going on, but when I watched the video, I got the vibe like she had just snorted a big fat line.
Oh, is that what you said you thought she was messed up? I thought you meant drunk.
Maybe drunk. I don't know. She just seemed off. And she's making out with this 15-year-old in the video. It's Demi Moore just like, nom. It just sucking face with this 15-year-old kid. And it's got millions of views. It sat there for years, for 5 years at least, and then for God knows how many years before. And now all of a sudden people are like, I don't know. And it's weird. It's definitely weird to watch.
Yeah, it's weird to watch. Especially because she looks like she's developed. And this kid, maybe one or two pubes on his pelvis.
He looks like a little kid. She doesn't look much different than she does now. I mean, she looks younger, but she doesn't look like a little girl.
No.
She looks like a grown woman, and she's sucking face with this 15-year-old kid.
Not necessarily pushing away. And you could see, I didn't hear the audio, but there's conversation right before.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as consent goes, I think that she did say something.
Can a 15-year-old consent to making out with a 19-year-old? Or is it only sex that you're not allowed to do by law?
Is making out considered... I mean, making out means two people.
All right, let's say the things we do know.
Other question, is what they were doing considered making out?
I think so.
It's,
yeah,
it's a passionate kiss.
It is okay.
There's
yeah.
no tongue.
I'm with him on that one.
All right. Well, watch the video, everybody else, on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. And so we know for sure, 19 and 15, you can't do it. You can't do. I mean, maybe there's some states where there's lower ages or whatever. For the most part, 19 and 15 is a relationship that would be against the law if you were having sex. Or is it against the law? It's not against the law to date somebody, right?
No.
No.
You would have to be caught having either oral or actual sex.
I mean, legally, if the two were to get married, then it wouldn't be against the law for them to have sex.
If he was 15 and she was 19?
Yeah.
Listen to Demi Moore here. Tell me what you think. This is her afterwards talking about making out with this 15-year-old.
We get along great.
Guy's shitting his brains out. There's a TV show over here.
What's your relationship with the I really, honestly, I don't know. And I'm looking forward to knowing. But so far, we are friends. We fight a lot, but we are friends. And I don't know if we're going to become lovers. It looks like that we will, but I don't know, honestly.
Is the character?
I'm 19. I just turned 19.
It's real.
It's so new and so different. I can't even tell you how new and different it is. And everyone so far has been so wonderful and so welcoming. I can't even accept it yet.
Right, she sounds kind of out of it, doesn't she?
Yeah. She also doesn't sound 19.
No, she's got like,
hey, here we go.
Got a very raspy voice.
Before one of the kisses, she puts a dollar in the tip jar of the piano player, and she does some things which make me think maybe she was on a little bit of some kind of drugs.
Well, what'd she do?
She was just like acting frantic.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's worth watching. Take a second of your day because this one's popping up now. And now will they go after Demi Moore and go, oh, she's making out with a 15-year-old. Now she can't be on whatever she's on now.
I don't know.
I don't think she's on
it was
anything.
So long ago.
I'll see what the 15-year-old says. Now, what are the rules when it comes down to, let's say these two were on a movie set and that, I mean, we've all seen movies where an older woman kisses a young guy in a movie.
I think they could do that.
They're allowed to, right? It's part of the script. Like, isn't there a movie where Jennifer Aniston kisses a...
I'm going to go ahead and say something. I do not know, because I don't know how many people do know this, but I don't think that it would be illegal necessarily for a person who's in even their 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old portion of their life to make out with somebody who is 15, because I don't think that's having sex. And I think having sex is what breaks the law.
And when it comes to all of this, it's not like all of these men, when their accusations surface, are being hauled off to jail either.
No.
They're being accused of being inappropriate.
And a lot of people are looking at this video and saying she's being inappropriate. That's why it's got so many views. But hold on, let's listen back in.
I'm just glad that they are that way.
Well, we thank you very much.
Thank you, and I want to say happy birthday to Philip because I love him dearly.
Happy birthday,
he's one of my
Philip.
Most favorite people.
How long have you known Philip?
For about 3 weeks, and he's been terrific.
You know, she's the greatest.
That's him. He sounds like a little kid.
Don't let her husband find out.
I can't wait. He really is truly terrific.
Keep in mind, this is his 15th birthday. So he was 14 and she was 19 for at least a small period of time there.
Right.
And maybe she's just being flirty.
I mean, he is too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very awkward, especially with everything that's in the news now, for us to see this. However, I feel like it is a completely different setting and feeling when this was first shot.
I think if you asked him right now, he would go, I had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mind it in the slightest.
Took me about 30 seconds in the bathroom.
Very, very quickly after that. Young people are taking part in a wider range of sexual practices, including anal sex.
Oh, man.
I was going to say butt stuff.
Yeah, when you teased that, and we went to break, I went, butt stuff.
Yep, same here. I just didn't have time. You didn't give us that space.
That's because basically every study they do, the results come back, and the scientist looks at it and goes, oh, butt stuff. It's just that's the answer to 90% of the scientific questions they're asking, and it is in this case. Young people are taking part in a wider range of sexual practices, including anal sex, with opposite sex partners, the research reveals. Now, they looked into all these young people, millennials and even younger. More than 1 in 10 millennial teenagers said they had tried anal sex by the age of 18.
Okay.
By 22 to 24, every 3 in 10 said they had tried it, so 30% there. Traditional sex and the most common types of sexual activity between young men and women, they say. They say young people start having sex about 16 years old on average.
Not me.
While the study for the Journal of Adolescent Health shows what types of sex people are having, it doesn't have any insight on why preferences are changing.
I know why.
Why?
Because they, and I blame the cereal makers of America.
Cereal makers? Like the cereal you eat? Like,
yes, because they tried to shove fiber down our throats with disgusting cereal.
Yeah?
And millennials have only one thing to resort to because they don't want to eat disgusting fiber, one, anal? And that is to loosen their bowels.
That is a really deep conspiracy.
Yeah, that's I
think is it wrong?
That's a stretch.
I always view it as these are the religious girls, because that was such a common trope, but a real thing.
Oh, these are the religious girls, or is it the boys pressuring them?
Or, I don't know that boys would pressure for that over just regular sex. If you're 15 or 16?
Now I know women that are being pressured into butt stuff by their boyfriends.
By their boyfriends?
Yes. 100%. So don't go and blame the religious girls.
I was going to ask you who, but that doesn't seem right. I don't think that's appropriate to ask that question. But I'm saying this. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of girls with religious backgrounds whose parents tell them if you have sex and you break the promise ring. Yo,
not these days.
Come on, there's still a lot of religious families out there. And then the girls who do this, and I knew one growing up, they would be like, hey, this is not technically having sex if I do this. So let me go with this one first.
It's not going to...
Right, we've all heard that. It's all part of a joke, too, but I've...
But I saw it in real life.
What's not a joke is, or has not been made into one, is that it is a significant pressure from the male counterpart as well. I don't understand. Well, it's like, don't you dare get a finger near there, because that's gay. But let me put it in your butt.
I think things are changing all over the place. I've seen an onslaught of guys who all of a sudden are excited about that. I don't know where that comes from. That's
Why?
Not me.
Because you have a prostate and it feels good for you.
That doesn't feel good for me. I'm not interested.
Have you tried?
No, I don't need to.
Okay, exactly. You don't know until you try it.
I'm interested in the things that I'm interested in. I'm a simple guy with simple tastes. I want to just have some lovemaking time. Don't need to go putting this there or that there or trying to convince somebody of this or that or
Sahara Desert.
It's very, very simple for me. Don't act like I'm not a sexual being. I got it under control over here.
I am not acting like that. I am and also not acting how turned off I am at the thought of you being a sexual.
You know, that's rude to say. That's rude to say to somebody. I would never say that to you.
Because I don't describe
what
saying,
you're saying,
I'm a sexual
goddess. What you're saying when you come up against that is you're saying that person is ugly. You're saying you're a repulsive human being,
no,
and the idea that you even have sex.
Ugly people can have good sex.
Yeah, you're saying that even the idea, the remote idea or possibility that you have sex, Sean.
No, but it's not even that. But the way you come off is like you are the master of the bedroom.
No, I'm not the master.
Missionary, I've got it down.
Yeah, that's what a braggart. I'm not that person. I'm just saying I know how to do
something. Muffin lady, if you're listening. Put an index finger in there and let's see hates what.
There was nothing on the poll about that, if the young kids are trying that, but who knows? Maybe it's catching fire right now. Quickly, televangelist Jim Baker, all-around huckster and scumbag. He really likes to sell his end-of-the-world pancakes, and a lot of these religious guys, they'll talk about, like, you know, the doom and gloom and fire and brimstone is coming. You've got to, that's what's causing this. You've got to buy these end of the world pancakes or these MREs for when all hell breaks loose. You need to feed your kids. And they actually do pitches where they make you feel bad if you're not buying it. Like, your grandkids are going to die.
How are you supposed to cook end of the world pancakes?
I don't know. It's a bucket of pancake mix. It seems really, really inconvenient.
To be running from zombies while carrying a 50-pound bucket of pancake mix.
It's about the most inconvenient end of the world food I could think of.
I really thought this was some sort of metaphor for the MRE. I didn't know that there was actual pancakes.
No, hold on. Here's Jim Baker. You know,
if they kill our president, or they destroy him, or whatever, if we elect the other side, I mean, they've come out against God. They just said, we don't want God even in their platform. Mm-hmm. So this is
get the pancakes.
Listen, I think maybe Trump is here to give us time to get ready, because all hell's going to break loose. And we're not going to have the Antichrist show up to get the sign of the mark of the beast on our forehead. It won't happen without hunger.
Hunger.
Hunger is going to be the main thing. You don't get it. Most people don't want to get it. But that's why I'm so obsessed with you all being prepared.
One day, Jim was teaching many years ago on Revelation.
It's so scummy.
And he said, the reason you'll take the mark of the beast is because you're hungry. Your children are hungry.
Save your kids. Buy my pancakes.
I hear them crying.
Oh!
I've heard them crying for years.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. And God said, what?
What is that? It sounded like,
so
you almost get the vibe she had remote control underwear on and somebody hit the button, right?
Let's jump on this train. Let's get on that email list, because they may be selling a bucket of pancake mix, but where's the end of the world maple syrup?
Yeah, there's
where's
none.
The end of the world whipped butter. The news junkie will give it to you.
And imagine how dry those pancakes would be.
Ew.
The dry.
You think the Antichrist is going to want any of that?
No, I don't think so. But buy the pancakes. Don't let your kids die when the end of the world comes near. You need those specific ones. When we come back, final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Monday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From
tackling sensitive subjects with unparalleled irreverence. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Sometimes I miss you, and then sometimes I don't. Sometimes I wish I just had more self-control.
Final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut, and today we're going to wrap everything up for a Monday. Where did the day go? Holy cow.
I don't know.
So many different things to get to, so very, very, very little time. Let's start with this. Tomorrow is a revival of Share the Show Tuesday, Ticket Tuesday. And if you guys put on an impressive performance, we'll tell you right away off the bat what we're expecting. If you do a good job, a Thanksgiving surprise for everyone. Ooh. All of you. God bless us all, Tiny Tim. Every single one of you will get a Christmas holiday surprise.
Okay.
What was that?
Not Share Believe.
Oh,
that is the Dirty Heads.
That's with the Dirty Heads?
Same title.
Oh, okay.
We'll
still Believe. You got it? There it is. Ah. It'll be right at the start of the show tomorrow. So be with us, please. And help us on our journey to do good things for you. Really, that's what it is. You're welcome in advance. That's what I'm saying. A quick note before we get to one soul dispatch. There is chaos in Zimbabwe right now, and I'm hoping, C-Lane, that this leads to something for us, because Mugabe, they're trying to push out.
They discontinued the ones that you bought.
They may bring them back into circulation.
No, they will not.
You never know. And the guy who's going to replace Mugabe is Crocodile. That's his name. He's going to be hopefully the new leader of Zimbabwe, and Crocodile knows how to work money. Crocodile is going to reinstate the monies that C-Lane and I have, instant billionaires.
Yep.
He's making that up.
It's going to happen very quickly, but one dispatch. We actually don't have enough time for that. I'm sorry.
Let's just get to the end of it. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Monday, November 20th, 2017. And since the restart, Sabrina 33, C-Lane 24. Before that, I have no idea, but I'll find that information. I have to go back to the podcast.
You lost it?
I have to go back to the podcast and get the correct number to add to this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
No, I don't sound that ready, but
because
we'll
do it. Because you don't even have the scores that we worked on for the entire
song.
Dog goes what does Fox say?
What does the Fox say is correct? It was expected to fail. And how do you say the name of the band? Elvis? Why Elvis? They wrote the thing as part of a skit as an apology for making another stupid song. Meanwhile, I played this yesterday, getting it ready for the show. And Muffin Lady goes, "What in the hell is that?" And I go, "You've never heard What Does the Fox Say?"
Yeah. Have you never asked Siri, "What does the Fox say?"
But everybody knew this super, super annoying song. But it was a part of a skit. It ended up going viral on its own. Today I learned the at sign, as in C-Lane at realradio.fm, Sabrina at realradio.fm. The at sign is called Crazy A in Bosnian. It's called Snail in Italian. In Hungarian, they call it Worm. So C-Lane, Worm, realradio.fm.
Oh, bobbity boobity, C-Lane, Snail, Real Radio.
And Monkey Tail in Dutch. And it's called a cinnamon roll in Swedish, which is maybe the nicest one of all of them.
Delicious.
In Azerbaijani, it is meat. And in Uzbek language, doggy. C-Lane, doggyrealradio.fm, if you're interested.
Doggy.
Today I learned this guy right here.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is indeed correct.
I'll never forget that song.
Hulk Hogan, they say, was 6'7". But after 30 years of wrestling, he dropped to 6'4". Now, something tells me he might have been closer to 6'4" to begin with.
Yeah.
But they're saying because of all the neck surgeries, back surgeries, hip surgeries, knee surgeries, as well as a curved spine from decades of wrestling, all of that shrunk Mr. Hulk Hogan, who is indeed tall, I can tell you. I've met him in this very studio before. Mm-hmm. He's a large gentleman. And to whoever sent the dispatch saying I'm not 6 feet tall, I am exactly 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Don't take that away from me. Today I learned urine is not sterile. It's a common myth that urine is sterile, but doctors are saying it's not the truth.
See, I heard recently that urine is sterile.
They say it would be absurd to assume that a healthy urinary tract has absolutely no bacteria in it, given the abundance of microbes throughout our body. In fact, research indicates that replenishing the good bacteria found in the vagina can help prevent or treat urinary tract infections. So it seems likely that there's some stuff in there. Today I learned the guy working on this movie.
The piano.
The piano.
The Notebook.
Is incorrect. The Notebook is incorrect.
Working on it, meaning it's not happening.
Oh my God.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
We're in space right now.
It is a...
We're in a movie kind of like Gravity.
Oh,
Anti-Gravity.
The one with McConaughey, wasn't it?
We're contacting other...
Interstellar.
Interstellar is correct. I thought that was absolutely helpless, but there it was. Christopher Nolan had a cornfield grown for the farm scenes in the movie Interstellar.
All right.
He later sold the corn for a profit. Got the idea from watching the Superman movie. I've never seen any of those.
Oh, it's so good.
Today I learned Tang, the drink mix, can be used in place of detergent in your dishwasher to get rid of the odors.
That's not good.
It seems like it will make a real colorful mess, though, if you
and
did it.
And sticky.
Yeah. Today I learned this song.
Pixie.
November Rain.
November Rain is incorrect. Knocking on Heaven's Door is right. Today I learned Slash from Guns N' Roses initially wanted to play the bass guitar. He saw a local music teacher play electric guitar and rip it up, and he said, "You know what? I'm switching. I'm going over to the electric guitar." And you know what? He did pretty well on that electric guitar after all things were said and done. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow for the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by a corporate time with Tom and Dan on Real Radio.